Phone number 866-901-ADAM, 866-901-ADAM. You don't have to have a topic, or at least it doesn't have to be a, you don't have to call in and talk about whatever it is we're talking about. If it's interesting, I'll talk to you. And that's throughout the show and even after the show. 866-901-ADAM, Dave Damashek over there. Claudia DeFalco over here. Good to see you, Claudia.
Hey.
Hey. I like that. Came downstairs this morning. My wife was cooking breakfast for me.
Ooh la la.
Yeah. Nice. First time. Yeah. It's amazing. It was bizarre. But then I become like some battered housewife or something where I don't know what to do when a gift is given to me. I never got cooked for, I never got taken care of. So I complain constantly that I never got cooked for and I never got taken care of. But then when someone does cook for me, I don't know what to do with it. Makes me weird. Like, I don't know how. You know, it really takes. You do, in life, you do need some training. I mean, you need some training. You know, you need to teach your kids how to give, how to be courteous and thoughtful. And if it's somebody's birthday, get them a present. And, you know, and... You know, everyone works a lot on how to give, but it takes a little training on how to get, too. If you grew up sort of cooking your own meals and taking care of yourself, and somebody does something for you, it doesn't make you angry. It's just, it's uncomfortable. It's like if you're never complimented, if you never got complimented, and someone tries to compliment you, you cut them off halfway into it. Hey, I think what you're doing is okay, all right. It's weird.
Yeah, but
it's
uncomfortable. You're inordinately pleased though with it. It's the same tactic that your wife is using. The same tactic that a lot of guys use on the ladies. Mm-hmm. You ignore, and then one compliment, like, oh my God, he's into me.
Yeah, or you end up thinking, what does he want from me?
I say it's not quite that, Dave Damashek. I think you really are not. You're like a baseball mitt that's not been broken in and can't receive.
I see.
Cannot receive the throw back from the plate. It's weird. I do enjoy complaining about why I'm not cooked for, why I'm not this and why I'm not that. But then when it does happen, it feels a little uncomfortable. I can't complain. I'm now going to have to take maybe as many as 18 hours off of complaining. I'll not be able to complain until later on this evening, number one. But number two, sort of weird. Not suspicious, not I can't handle this, I don't break down and get in a fetal position. It's just, it's strange. You don't know what to do with it. It's hard to calculate.
Well, stop the presses, though, if you can't complain about something.
No.
Well, you've one thing is name. Good. You're not complaining about the breakfast, so it must have been a good breakfast.
Yes. Bacon and scrambled eggs.
Mm. Is that what that smell is? Seriously.
Nice.
Every once in a while, once about every 3 weeks, I come in here and it smells of delicious cheesy eggs and potatoes. And I wonder why that is.
No, that's Brusca. It's Brusca sandwich.
Brusca's wife.
Well, Brusca's not in here. Throw that thing over here.
What is that?
I don't know.
Oh, Brusca's wife.
It's got his bite mark in it.
Scavenger.
We can all share. Don't worry.
Yeah. I'm stuffed already. What is that? Brusca's wife cooks him breakfast, lunch, dinner, and then packs a brunch trailer that he puts on the back of his Acura and drags over here. It's a fruit buffet with an omelet bar.
The thing that
she works full time.
That's what I was going to say. The thing that we ignore would be one thing if she were a homebody and this was her role in the marriage. She goes off to work. She's a principal at a school. She's shaping young minds. Meantime, she's busy shaping him into the shape of a pear.
But she knows the importance of a good breakfast. Is it good, by the way?
Be nice if he had a pear, by the way. You know, I realize I want to say something to all you ladies out there that are bending over backwards and doing so much for your man. Knock it off. Because it gives them a false sense of entitlement, which they bring to work. Mm-hmm. Dave, I don't want to mention any names, but we know the guys. You know, these are the guys, you go on a trip with them, you go out of town with their wife, and their wife is schlepping the luggage to the airport while the guy's drinking a Virgin Bloody Mary and talking on a cell phone. We you got a couple guys in mind?
Uh-huh.
Certainly one,
yeah.
But there's a couple more, right?
Yeah.
The guys whose wives, first it started off with their mothers. Now, see, Damashek, you had your mom doing stuff for you, but then you had some bachelor time where you realized that's not how it went.
I defend for myself.
Yeah, defend for yourself. A lot of these guys who we know who have wives, who bend over backwards, who, you know, make the, they're the star of the family and all that, they show up at work and they think this is how life is. So you say to them stuff like, hey, listen, it's your turn to do X, Y, and Z because I did it the last five times. Why shouldn't you do it the sixth time? Well, because we're getting paid the same. I'm 3 years older than you, and I did it five times in a row, so now it's your turn. I don't know. I don't like this. But I'm not your wife. You're not performing oral on me, or at least it's been a while, and we have nothing at stake. What they do is they color the people's world. And that's what happens. Like when a rich kid goes out and he's like, why don't you have a race car bed? Because my parents say it's too expensive. I don't understand. Why don't you just go get one? Every kid has one. No, I mean, this is what happens. So listen, wives, I don't want you to break the spirit of your husbands, but don't bend over backwards for them and then throw them out into the workplace. And then we have to.
I'm sorry, Bruska. It smelled good. I had to eat some of it. But Claudia ate most of it.
No,
and let
didn't.
Me say this. I forgot to mention this on this week's Jerk Report. Perhaps I'll mention it for next week. Here's another bad thing going. The guys, Cindy, my wife, went to a wedding a couple weeks ago in New York. And apparently the night before the wedding, the husband of her friend cooked some spectacular dinner, some veal marsala thing, and everybody swooned for it. And now she comes, that's like, all right, you don't need to show off because you know how to cook, fella. Now it makes me look like a jerk.
Yes, everyone stop doing anything Dave isn't doing currently. Clay, the more you know.
I'm here.
You fly U.S. Air?
I'm flying out on Monday.
You are?
Yeah, May 1st.
May 1st.
Flying to Connecticut from San Diego.
Woo! Man, that's a long flight.
Oh, I just have to hear something to put me to sleep besides a couple of pops I'm going to do before I hit it.
Yeah. Doesn't get much further than Connecticut, San Diego, or San Diego,
well,
Connecticut, does it?
Set the scene. I think some people don't know what this is about.
I've been flying for many years. I also have a few pops in the airport. My MO is somehow whenever I fly, I never get in the plane on a full tank. It's always went to bed at 2:30 and the town car came at 5:10 in the morning. It's that kind of situation. Or you're in New York and your clock is all screwed up and you did, you know, Letterman or something, and then they're coming at 6 a.m. to take you to JFK. It's always 4 hours of sleep or less, and now I'm going to be sitting in a reclining chair for the next six and a half hours. So
we've all been through it. Morning after doing Letterman.
I don't want to drop names, but listen, seriously.
Hey, wait.
Yes.
At least I get to listen to the new Adam Loop.
Yes.
Hi, this is Adam Carolla. I'm going
to
make this brief because if you've tuned to the station, it's because you want to sleep. And I can promise you 90 minutes of uninterrupted, beautiful, sleep-friendly music.
First five takes, I went on Wild Jags yelling at the airport.
And enter Sam.
Yes. Yes. With you on it?
Clay, I would like you to do this. So anyway, I've done a ton of flying. I always want to sleep. It's the first thing you want to do on a long flight. But I would argue that if you fly a six-hour-plus flight, you want to spend at least 2 hours of that flight asleep. They have 14 channels. They program every channel. I know they do that. You've now tuned into United Air. You're not tuning into anything. Some J.O. recorded that on the ground 2 years ago. And they have country. And then they have the inexplicable music, which sounds sort of like, you know, Yanni meets sort of, it's sort of new wave, jazz, contempo, whatever. It sounds like hell. It sounds like Kenny G plugged his horrible piccolo or whatever he plays, a fagolo.
He
plugged his fagolo into an amp. It's electronic gay music. It's weird. It's like, first off, is there a human being on the planet that announced we like this? Oh, yes.
I think, I think that's why they don't let you bring guns on the airplane, because you want to shoot yourself.
I would kill myself. Yes, there's him playing his alto sax, his electronic alto sax. There seems to be what feels like 7 or 8 country stations, but there's probably only 4. Then there's the cleaned up, sanitized comedy station that just plays Mel Brooks' 2,000-year-old man, which every time you hear someone call it genius, you want to reach through the speakers and strangle them now, because you realize what hacky crap it was. There wasn't any other comedy in 1963, and then no one has listened to it in 50 years. There's that, and then there's just, or you get to watch King of Queens, which is a show you've never seen in anything but an airplane seat. I don't, or guess what? In the middle of football playoff season, they're doing golf. It's golf. Somehow they decided when you're in the air, you're obsessed with golf. When you're on the ground, no one gives a rat's ass about golf. But as soon as your goddamn feet leave the ground, now you want to know what Fuzzy Zeller's up to.
Yeah, by the way, now that they have all these channels, like certain airlines have TV. You know, what is it? JetBlue. You can watch ESPN. Don't the other airlines feel bad for depriving us? We now know the technology exists. Why? What's your excuse for not showing me a ball game when I'm 30,000 feet in the air?
And could you imagine, and I put this specifically to Dave, although I know Claudia likes to waste time on the sofa too. When is the last time your ass was in one place for 6 hours? You were A, either not asleep, or B, either not watching TV? Do you know what I mean? Is it possible? Have you ever sat around your house for 6 hours reading a Sky Mall magazine and looking at King of Queens with no sound? Do you know what I mean? For a guy like me who can't sit through one commercial break watching Survivor without picking up the TiVo and fast-forwarding, the idea of sitting in one place for 6 hours and watching nothing. The Parent Trap is going to come on in an hour and a half. Until then, we have 3 episodes of King of Queens, or you can listen to Yanni plays electronic vagaphone.
It really must be what it was like. I can only vaguely recall what it was like in 1977. That's what it was like with the TV.
That's what it was.
4 choices on the TV.
That's what it was. I got to watch my mom watch Maude.
By the way, do you remember back in the day when we were kids, and if you took a flight with your parents, you had to get dressed up?
Well,
do you remember that?
The Corollas didn't travel. We traveled by donkey. So we had to wear materials that wouldn't chafe.
Hey, Adam.
Yes.
I'll check back with you on Tuesday.
Thank you. Sorry. Please.
This will be good. We've not had anyone actually experience
Please,
it,
Clay. So I do appreciate that. I'm sorry for going off on that, Jack. The point is they have nothing to listen to. Even the rock station on the airlines plays a brand of rock you've never heard before and songs you can't stand. Once in a while, they get daring and play John Cougar's Pink Houses. That's about as close as you'll ever get to something. About as close as you ever get on an airline to a song you recognize is a effed out song from the mid-80s that wasn't very good in the first place. That's as close as you get as a crappy John Cougar song.
Well, you know, the other thing, the one thing that your little station hasn't resolved, I don't think you have a blocker on it from the cockpit. The thing, that cockpit thing, if you are asleep, if by chance you should fall asleep, then all of a sudden they give you the irrelevant information, like all of a sudden there's light music coming on, like, we're now 30,000 feet in the sky, we're about 93 minutes from the final destination, and then they give you the list
like
of
this.
Connecting
Winds
flights.
Winds out of southwest, 18 knots. Oh, well, there's something.
Well. Yeah. I'll adjust myself in the seat then.
Yes, you better prepare for 18 knots, because, yes, I have an 18, between 18 and 22 knots position, and then I have an under 18 knots position.
But true or false, it's more...
And then there's always this one, too. If you those sitting on the right side of the plane will look out and want to see Monument Valley. Those on the left side will want to see the Grand Canyon. Those on the right and left side will want to look toward the center and look at Corolla, who's feverishly trying to look out each window, but he's sitting on an aisle seat.
By the way, is it just me, or is the best scenario when you hear that voice of the pilot is that he sounds like he's a little older and he's Southern?
Yes.
I don't know why. That sets me at peace.
And he had a beer or two.
Yes, and you don't want any crazy names. You know, it's Captain Flight, Captain Jim Jenkins from the flight deck. Just a little update for you. That's what I love.
Yeah.
I love that guy.
Hey, what about the Southwest guys when they start singing in the middle of the flight?
I don't like that.
That's when you need a gun.
I'll tell you really what I don't like. I don't mind people that do bad comedy. They're never going to be able to. We can't stop them. What I don't
just
like.
Just try and stop me.
What I don't like, you could not stop Damashek's bad comedy with a silver bullet and a necklace of garlic.
No.
You really couldn't. But the people that laugh it up. Yeah. When you're flying to Las Vegas and the Southwest Air says, well, welcome to Lost Wages, and everyone erupts. I want to stand up. No, no, stop it. Let me tell you something. We're two. If we heard crickets on two consecutive flights, she would knock it off. She does it every time because it's a winner, right? You chumps laugh it up. Just what? All it would take is two flights to Vegas. She probably makes 30 a day where she said, welcome to Lost Wages.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, she's in the galley. It's like, Cheryl, the Lost Wages thing is just, it's not working. I don't know. Try it one more time. And that would be it. She'd never dust it off again. That's the way it works. But everyone laughing at him.
Well, I always assumed that it was just to try and be nice and make her feel good. The last time a woman sang on the flight, though, the stewardess sang a song on the flight, the people behind me were having a discussion about it and saying, wow, she's very clever. That was very what?
I know.
She was? That was clever?
Those are the same people that think we're not funny, Dave. So sad. So, back to it. I decided that if you're going to create 14 stations for your own airline, one of them should be exclusive for sleeping, just for people who want to sleep. Now, the closest they came to that, and this is all the airlines, I've flown them all, was the classical station, which was perfect. You would fall asleep for the 5 or 6 minute sonata. But then the blowhard would come in between every single song. Let me hear
that,
Winchester.
That, of course, was Air on the G String from Johann Sebastian Bach's Orchestral Suite in D, scored for four-part string orchestra. This brief movement, a gem of lyric melody, quiet counterpoint, and the massive orchestration, in a poetic sense, inward feeling, was arranged for violin solo and piano arrangement in the German violinist
waitress,
August Wilhelm's.
Sir.
Transposed into C, the entire
I'm sorry,
solo part.
Stuart,
on the G string.
Hey, I didn't get my meal. I didn't get my meal. No, I don't want the Salisbury steak.
Called it Air for the G string.
Well, if you're out of the brook trout, then you're just going to have to find it. Well, listen, I didn't... Oh, Christ. Then this song would come in. The Sousa March would come in. And there was it was nothing to do with sleep. But every other station had the DJ or had the crappy music.
This is your captain, Alan Rossum, from the flight deck. We're currently 17 knots.
Yeah, winds out of southwest. Oh, that's where the winds are coming from. Ever been a surprise when they tell you the direction the wind was coming from? Ever? Wind's coming out of the east. So, stop the presses. Hold on. Ever have that? Ever seen anyone when he goes, winds out of the southwest, and see another guy open his wallet? Well, there you go, buddy. There's 20. Hey, when I'm wrong, I'm wrong. I'm big enough to admit it, though. But I'll get you back. We got a company trip coming up, and I'm going to get you back. All right. We need to take ourselves a break. So, anyway, all sleep on the U.S. Air. Comedian Robert Smigel. Some would call him a genius. I think he would be the first to call him a genius, but he is. He does Triumph, the Insult, the Comic Dog. He does, what else does he do? He does all the SNL stuff and the ambiguously gay duo, and it just keeps going and going. Kevin Nealon is going to be on the show. Also, Gay Vito from The Sopranos. You want to talk about a coup? Dick Vitale's calling in. Oh, it goes on and on. Madden. Richard Martin, Republican Richard Martin, will be right back after this.
Adam Carolla Show. Yeah, keep it gangster.
1, 2, 3 into the fold. You tuned in right to the A Carolla Show. Ready to make an entrance, so back on up. Cause you know we about to crack. Give it a microphone first, cause Tad's back like a bubble. You give a beer to retarded frat guy, you know you a trunk. Cause ain't nothing like AC, baby. Damashek doing sports, going crazy. The lovely ladies doing news, looking tasty. Unfadable, so please don't try to fake this. But back to the question at hand. Is Jerron the intern black or a white man? Cause from a young G's perspective, you need soul when you roll with that dark complexion. A busker getting mad when Adam makes you requests. Getting canned by the man for creating the stress. So don't attempt to change the station. No, you tuned into the Adam Carolla Show.
tuned into the Adam Carolla Show.
Mm-hmm.
Free FM, where we keep it
gangsta.
That's good until that part.
Breska, stop rapping, please.
Yeah. You can go to www.adamcarolla.com. Can't believe I got my own website. You want to find out stuff about the show. And here's the thing. We have things. We don't talk about everything on the show, but there are things we need from you. There's things you can get from us. You go to that website. It's all laid out in black and white. Billy, Webmaster Billy.
17-year-old prodigy.
Sitting there in his wind-up beanie, feverishly working away on it right now.
Speaking of which, he needs a prom date still.
Yes.
And you called and we rejected. Actually, the girl, you called her on his behalf and asked her to the prom for Billy. She said yes, but you thought better of it. You thought she was some sort of a charlatan using him for goodness knows what. So you rejected her.
Yes. She had a horrible attitude.
And so to that, also on the website, a place where you can provide the phone number and name and so on and so forth of a lady you would like to go to the prom with you and let Ace ask her on the air.
Yes.
She's sure to say yes. I
will do your bidding for you. Well, maybe she would have anyway. This is the way to do it. All right. Now, where was we?
Yeah, and as you were saying, Ace, also send in songs. If you have, you're a songsmith.
Yes.
Send it in.
Yes, and as you can tell from the show, if it's above a three, it gets played over and over again.
And if it's below a three, also will be played.
We'll play five times. We're not going to play 10.
Hey, guys, right. I don't mean to bring this up earlier.
Yes,
in the
Claudia.
Show. Yeah, yes. I'm just flipping through the newspaper here. It's sad, but unfortunately it's true. An 18-year-old college student, he was severely depressed because of the size of his penis. Mm-hmm. He went to the doctor. The doctor said that his penis was a normal size.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, he just couldn't take it anymore, and he jumped to his death.
He killed himself.
He jumped out of a window. Mm-hmm. And a suicide note said that he just couldn't take it anymore.
Couldn't take the size of his penis anymore? Was actually on the note.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sad.
You know, just 18 years old.
Well, you feel for him, but most of all, you feel for the family.
Can you imagine that? Can you imagine the phone call home?
Who had to pick up the phone? Can you imagine the dean of the college having to call the house and inform the parents?
All right, I'll do that.
Why?
Dean. I'll be the dean.
Why the 18-year-old son who had his whole future in front of him killed himself?
Will you be the mother or the father?
I'll be something in between.
All right, we'll see. All right, I'll be the dean then.
Okay.
All right, so dial the phone up. Let's call.
Do the bling. Oh, there we go. I'm on the pot. Hold on. Do I have two rings? I was going number two.
Back to the beginning.
Well, I don't have a phone in the bathroom. I'm not Hugh Hefner. It always rings when just when your ass hits, you know?
Yeah.
Well, no, I'm not going to pick it up at two rings. So you keep it ringing. We only have two rings?
Your son is dead.
Well, hold on. I don't know that yet. I'm on the toilet. Oh, Christ. Who could that be? They keep calling back. Oh, one more time.
Appropriate that you'd have your pants down for this call.
Probably someone trying to sell something or get me a refied on the house. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello. Is this Mrs. Gable?
It's Mr. Gable.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
I'm sorry. My head's not right. I'm calling. This is...
Who's this, please?
This is Dean Johnson calling from your son's school, college.
What? Did he make your list? I was going to say the dean's list, but you're the dean, right?
Right.
He's calling to say he made the list? Or?
No, unfortunately, it's nothing like that right now.
Magna cum laude? What happened?
I'm not sure what that is, but no.
No?
Unfortunately, nothing like that. As a matter of fact, you might...
Well, he was an A student in high school. I'd assume he'd carried that over into college.
Yeah, he was...
Well, Bubba, here's my point.
Great,
if you're calling
man.
To congratulate me on my son's academic achievements, please do it. I have half a deuce hanging out of me.
Well, you know, as far as that goes, you might want to sit down.
I just was.
Right. Well, do
okay.
it again,
all right.
please.
All right, I'm back on the toilet.
I have... Awful news. I don't
awful
know
news?
It, awful news.
He got a C in his chemistry final, didn't he? I knew it.
Terrific,
I knew
terrific
he didn't study
man.
Hard enough.
No, terrific, terrific young man.
Is it worse? You're saying it's worse? C minus?
A
no,
D?
It really isn't.
Is his GPA under a 3.8? Because if it is, I'm going to have to talk to him, and I swear I will kill him. I will kill him.
Well, I don't... Wow, that's ironic that you would say that. It is worse than that. It has nothing to do with his marks. What? You know, talented young man, but...
Yes, I know. So much future. So promising. He's going to be an engineer, you know.
I'm afraid your son has taken his own life.
He's dead? He's dead, but surely he didn't take his own life. He died. What happened? Somebody broke in. I've seen 2020 in 48 hours. They do exposés. You know, they don't have to show security badges anymore to get into these housing dorms. People come in off the street, common criminals. Someone accosted his roommate, and he stepped between the roommate and the bullet, didn't he? He took a bullet for his brother.
All the evidence would suggest that he took his own life.
But I know what it was. I blame myself. He was too proud. He couldn't do enough to make his parents proud. He was never good enough. Oh, sure, the All-American status. Oh, sure, going All-Valley in high school and being captain of the football team and being on the dean's list. That was never enough for him. He had to be better. Wow. And eventually, it got to him. So, he jumped off the bell tower.
Well, as far as not being enough, that seems to be the reason for his untimely death. He left a note.
Yes. Did he talk? Did he speak of me? Did he speak of his love and respect for his parents and country?
Actually, ma'am or sir.
I am in between.
I know you have to get to the bathroom, but so I'll be as
the question
as
is,
here, but
is, do I wipe toward the front or the back?
Let's address that in a moment. First of all, though, you really weren't the subject. It was more apparently focus of the note was more about his wang.
The Asian exchange student?
No, his genitals.
He was a good boy.
Well, if you'd like me to.
Wang was a wonderful, wonderful exchange student we took in from Taiwan.
No.
Many years ago. And my boy took him under his wing. He taught him like a young protege. And the idea that he would mention his beloved Wang in the note just speaks volumes of what kind of man he was.
He wasn't
writing about himself. No, he was worried. Would Wang go on without me? Would he go back to Taiwan or would he stay in the States? And I know he would have wanted him to stay here and finish getting his degree in engineering.
If I lost you with my technical jargon referring to it as a wang, I apologize. Now, I was speaking about his genitals. He apparently had some issues
The young Greek exchange student, Marcos Genital. He was a great lad.
Again, I
he
think
he introduced
some
us to something called falafel. It was a gyro, I think, in a sort of bread with a yogurt sauce. It was wonderful. We never had anything like it.
Now I'm hungry, so I will.
He was another engineering student.
Here.
Yes, he took many foreigners under his wing and showed them what was great about this country.
Your son cut off his penis.
Yes, the young Italian exchange student.
I'm not sure if you heard me. Your son cut off his own penis.
You're talking about his own phallus? He cut his own phallus off?
That's right. He was very unhappy with it.
Are you sure he cut it off? Maybe he was just depressed about its size.
I'm not sure of all the things.
The reporter says he fell to his death.
Hold on, what college is this? This is Lewis and
this
Clark.
This is University College State.
Hold on. My son goes to Lewis and Clark in Willamette, Oregon. Who is this?
That's the one.
Really? Because this is your chance.
That's it. Clark in College.
Okay. I don't even know who this is. My son does not attend your university.
This is Ashton Kutcher. You just got pumped, dude.
Wow. All right, I'm going to go back to that number two.
Well, I unfortunately, he didn't remove his genitals.
He didn't.
He did not.
So they're still intact.
Okay. Well,
But on the note,
they were smashed something awful.
On the note, this is he landed on the flagpole.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. How you knew that? I can't possibly imagine.
A mother slash father
now,
knows.
Did he ever mention the fact that he had some issues with the size of his penis? Did he ever mention that to you? Because that would seem to be the reason he took his own life.
No, he didn't. But again, that's not the kind of thing a son would bring up with his mother slash father.
Well, I can read you the note if you'd like.
Please.
Dear Mom, Dad, and all the girls who laughed at my diminutive wang.
Could you please focus on Mark and not bring the exchange student into it? He was a short man, that's true.
I've thought about cutting off my wang for some time now.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the dean thought I did, but I didn't.
Can you please get to the end of the note so I can begin the grieving process?
That's all I got. That's all I got through there.
Okay. Well,
I'm sorry.
Could you just do me a favor? A, I would like to do a PSA about this so that other sophomores don't take their lives for the same reasons. B, I'd like you to take all his books to the book room and hammer them. See what you can get for them and give the proceeds to the Wang family.
Well, we will, I think it goes without saying, we will be building a statue here at Clark A&M University. We will be building a statue in your son's honor. It will be of his diminutive Wang.
Again, I don't know what his roommate has to do with it. I prefer he be the only one on the statue.
His penis. Just his penis.
Yes.
It shouldn't take up much room.
Thank you. Only room for one pigeon. Thank you. And scene, I think. I think we're going to have to do these later on in the morning.
Yeah. Well, listen, I have to hold myself at least partially responsible for misreading the fact that he cut off his wang.
That's all right.
About that.
It usually,
it's happened. People
most
have been
of
cutting off wangs a lot.
Yes. If you're a betting man, it'd be a good way to go, because whenever we do these stories, it's just about guys who cut their wangs off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, the only real problem, but well, there's a few problems. I couldn't figure out my gender. That was a problem. Mm-hmm. You misspoke about the cutting off the wang. And then the real trouble for the kids that are going to be reenacting scenes at home. Now we break it down now.
Inappropriate scenes.
We now watch the game film now. We break it down. The trouble came in the turning point was when you said he committed suicide.
I know, I blew it.
Needed to say he was dead.
I'm the first one to admit that was maybe my worst performance.
Takes a big man. And then I gave you the out with the William and Mary with the Lewis and Clark.
Yeah, what were you looking for?
I was looking for a quick ending. I was looking for you to say you called the wrong household. Sorry. Please forget we had this conversation.
Dang.
All right.
It's funny. The card I gave him says man kills himself because of his small penis. There's nothing about cutting
Well, but like
right.
I said,
penis.
That's exactly what we did like 2 weeks ago.
Kill self. We do one of these every other week. All right. But the point is now the more you know.
Well, what that is, I'm not sure. But you know it.
Here's the more you know. Do we have it? Here's the one I saw. About 3 nights ago, I think, on The Apprentice.
It's funny, but the way people look at you has a lot to do with the way you look at yourself. Be proud of who you are, inside and out.
Have these things just become so generic now, where it's like, hey, let's go now. let's pick it up. Hey, whatever you're doing that's bad, let's cool it.
John Stamos here.
Look,
good luck.
What you need to do is, you know, check yourself before, I don't know, you wreck yourself. Yeah, they're now down to like 3 or 4 syllables. Let's go.
Who's man?
Okay, now. Pretty soon, I see these things in the future, like 200 years from now. This, it's just going to be celebrities up there going, huh?
200 years from now.
Well, first off, the last one I saw was talk to your kids, and then the other one says, you know, stop smoking. You got
smoking sucks the air right out of your lungs, and you're going to need them for the rest of your life. Don't smoke. It kills.
You know, I always realize the reason you always get horrible reads out of guys like Shaq and Donald Trump is because they're always in a hurry.
Hmm. How so?
When you used to watch, well, in their blowhards, when you used to watch those commercials, like when you watch, like when you'd see Michael Jordan do a commercial for Wheaties or Shaq do something, and you're just watching it and you realize that was a horrible take. Like, sounded flat, seemed like he emphasized the wrong syllable in the word. And if this was me or you, it'd be like, you'd have the producer or the director be like, you know what, Dave? That was a 5. Let's see if we can do a 7 this time. And they would just sit there and they just have you do it again until they got it right. When you have Donald Trump come in to do a PSA, and he's got no time, and he's a blowhard, and he's busy, and he has a helicopter waiting for him out on Avenue of the Americas, he comes right in, he's like, plus they give him a script and he does his own thing with it because he thinks it's better than what they gave him, and no one's got the huevos to pipe up and say anything because the guy who wrote the script is making $900 a month. You know, so he goes,
it can be weird, it can be awkward, but it can't be ignored. Talk to your kids about alcohol and other drugs, and do it now.
Let's yell everything. People accuse me.
Don't
talk to them about alcohol.
Don't smoke.
It can be weird.
Fire bad. Wheel good. Fire bad. Sky blue. Jesus good, Allah bad. Buy low, sell high. Municipal bonds, AA ratings. Fannie Mae, ugh. Put on Zori before walking on hot sand. Keep crocheting needle out of eardrum. Do not set velour sweatsuit ablaze. Do not drive moped drunk. Yes, he's a genius.
Don't cut off your penis.
Never screw up attempt at comedy by saying penis was cut off when it was not. But that was good. Smoking, it sucks the air right out of your lungs.
Smoking sucks the air right out of your lungs. And you're going to need them for the rest of your life.
That's got to be his clever little thing.
It kills.
It right. Sucks the air right out of your lungs.
And you're going to need your lungs for the rest of your life.
It can be awkward.
It can be weird. It can be awkward. But it can't be ignored. Talk to your kids about alcohol and other drugs. And do it now.
Parts you don't need for the rest of your life. Your hair. Your teeth. One kidney, one lung, parts of your small intestine, not more than 3 feet, legs, arms, and various appendages, even parts of your nose, but both your lungs you need. Okay, and talk to your kids. Fantabulous. Anything else? Anything else you geniuses have for us, by the way?
A stitch in time saves 9.
A new broom sweeps clean.
You can kill 2 birds with 1 stone.
You can bring a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. I could tell you, but I would have to kill you. I am this close to dropping trow. All right.
I'm just putting it on a loop.
All right. Very positive. Do they believe? Who are they talking to? And by the way, who is watching their shows that is not talking to their kids or knows that thinks only, that smoking is good for them?
If only those more you know messages would have reached this poor boy who didn't cut off his penis.
Yes. All right. We need to take a break. Comedian Robert Smigel. He does not suck the air out of your lungs is coming on. Also, dear friend, Kevin Nolan, pardon me, Kevin Nealon, is going to be on the program. He, too, does not suck. Dick Vitale, who does blow, is coming onto the show. Also, John Madden, Republican Richard Martin. And next, we have one of Howie's girls from... I can't think. All the blood has left my brain and entered my lungs, which do not suck.
It can be awkward. It might be weird, but we're going to talk to some girls.
That's right, after this.
KUFO. Movie quote of all time. Number 5 from Casablanca.
Here looking and you kid.
Now, back to the Adam Carolla Show.
Mm-hmm. All right, now, what's next? Yes, we have Giseno.
Hello.
Did I say that correctly?
You did.
Thank you.
Giseno?
Giseno.
Giseno, just like Nancy Reagan. Claudia Jordan is also here.
Ciao. Hello.
Modern Girl's Guide to Life. That's the book and the show?
That's right, sir.
Which is on the Style Network Friday nights at 9 o'clock, just started. This is beautiful women hanging out, giving men a peek behind the curtain, right? Here's how women think. Here's what goes on.
It's more for women to share with other women things like how to tile their kitchen floor or a bathroom, like Claudia said she's done.
Right, provocative. Is it getting hot in here, Brusca?
Wait.
Turn up the air.
Well, you do it on your knees.
Oh, okay.
Sweating.
Stilettos.
Now we're getting somewhere.
Importantly, new.
But the thing is, though, the good thing about the show, I think, personally, like when I first heard about the show, I'm like, I thought it was going to be boring, to tell you the truth. You know, tips, three, four girls yapping about bras and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But my first day at work, they're like, okay, meet us at the sex toy shop, and you're going to, like, look at these, like, 3 foot long, like,
really?
Thingamajigs. I'm like, wow, Mom. So it was interesting. Like, we run the gamut, you know what I mean? Like, there's tips on buying the right purse, and we go to sex toy shops and look at dildos.
Claudia.
Yeah.
Dave, what are you doing at the sex toy shop? Oh, you mean the products. Okay. Because Dave can be found sometimes, and I thought you were looking at. Claudia's from a Deal or No Deal, by the way. Which girl, what number are you?
I'm number one.
Number one.
Yes.
How does Howie Mandel remember everyone's name?
Actually, at first it was a monitor up, but now he knows our names. I don't know if anyone saw the Conan O'Brien show last night, but they did a little skit on that with me and Howie where he calls me the wrong name and I cuss him out.
Oh, really?
I went off on him. I
would watch it, except for I go to bed at 7:10. Conan comes on a full 7 hours after I go to bed.
10 more minutes and Carolla's asleep.
That's right.
But Howie, by the way, aren't the girls on People's 100 Most Beautiful People list?
We come
out
today. Come out today.
Have they, I watched it when it first came on the air, and I've continued to watch Deal or No Deal. It seems to me that there's been a few personnel changes. Has there not? Were you there for the pilot? Were you there for the original?
Just me and Melinda, number 19, were there for the pilot. And then they brought in 24 new girls.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So wow, that's pretty good.
Can be replaced. Yeah. So, and then now they want to stick with the cast. But there's been a few people like that had to do other jobs, other gigs they had previous engagements.
What is your nationality, if you don't mind me asking? Because you look dark, but you were talking that you're Italian.
I'm black and Italian.
Wow, that is a nice combo.
Her mama is straight from Italy.
Like, I used to always get asked if I was adopted growing up.
Beautiful woman.
Wow.
White woman, pointy nose.
Mm-hmm. Here's a woman, by the way, who would... The black and the Italian, not... And believe me, I don't stereotype. That's not my way. But that's a woman that'll beat the F out of you.
You have no idea.
Drop of a hat.
And talk trash to you while I'm doing it.
Yeah, I don't know. You won't know if the black side of you is beating you or the Italian side or both sides. Yes, my wife is Italian. They like to, her mom likes to, sounds like the vulture from the Bugs Bunny cartoons and likes to punch out people that come to the door.
And Claudia, before Deal or No Deal, you were on The Price is Right.
Yeah.
Now, what did Barker do to you?
Nothing.
Oh, stop it. Say what Barker did.
Actually, oh my God.
He loves animals and boobies.
No! Well, I have no boobies. But I must say, he never, ever, ever hit on me, and I was actually quite offended.
Really?
The silver fox.
He never touched me. I swear to God.
What's like silver fox about? Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yes. But Braska?
I really want you guys to watch The Modern Girls. Guide.
Never mind that.
Please.
Never mind that. Didn't there was a big scandal? Someone squeezed your ass. And
who squeezed
there was
your
a big
ass?
Big lawsuit in the tabloids that Claudia was engaged in.
Wow.
Roddy.
Controversy. Who squeezed it, Bob?
No, he never touched me. I swear.
One of the other girls.
Well, ooh. There's a lot of that going on, actually.
Well, here's the thing.
Sexual harassment from the other.
First
models.
Off, just a warning to you guys, because I've seen the view of The View, and I know the landscape. You guys will hate each other's guts in about 7 weeks. No. Pray the show doesn't get picked up for
This is our second season, and we love each other more than ever.
Now I feel like an a-hole, because I heard this was the first season you guys were doing this.
Well, it's the first season anyone's watching.
All right. Well, they will now. And let me remove my foot from my mouth. And I just want to say, Bob Barker, by the way, has been doing The Price is Right for 80 years, clearly has disdain for every piece of white trash that now comes on the stage. Like, they spin that big wheel, and they're like, 95, I'm going to spin again. I don't think you want to do that. I'm going again. And then they spin it, and they're like, 20, woo, I got 115. You've crossed the 100. I got one. Sit down. He's PO'd at everybody.
Contestant higher or lower here. Like, what should I do? What should I do? Cut, chop, chop. Lady, let's go.
I like it when the old people are on there that are barely making it up the stairs, and they take more than 10 seconds to get their bid, and he's like, God damn it, get your bid right.
Well, Bob's got 1 foot in the grave.
Yes, he's 110 years old.
He's got right. He has a 700-pound black woman next to him and the Grim Reaper to his other side, and they're both jumping up and down like maniacs, and he's thinking, what kind of hell is this? I must remove myself from this hell. He clearly wants to die, and if you think about the lowest common denominator. I mean, imagine be like riding public transportation for the rest of your life. You know, the people you sit next to on the bus or the subway? That's all you're exposed to your entire life if you're Bob Barker.
I love how you had the music on cue, like, ready to go.
Oh, he's good. All right, so another thing you guys tackle on your show is, there's topics like fighting off an attacker.
That's
what
right.
To do.
I did that.
How did that work?
I learned Krav Maga, which is an Israeli self-defense mechanism.
It's also my porn name.
Sounds like a country name.
Krav Maga. Oh, yeah, I'll show you. Yes. I'll show you some country gravy. Oh, yes, I can talk dirty, too. Thank you. Yeah, now, I always like when they have the guy at the YMCA, seems like the worst gig in the world, put the football helmet on and hockey gloves and go after these middle-aged broads. And they're going to throw crescent kicks to your groin over and over and try to claw your corneas out. Oh, you'll be getting $7 an hour. Here you go.
There
go ahead and attack.
The guy that puts the ski mask on his head and tries to attack you with like a fake gun or whatnot.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing about that. It's in a sterile environment. You're at the Burbank YMCA. There's mats down. The guy's in the catcher's outfit. I would say to my students, even if it wasn't true, I would say, this time, live ammo. If he gets you, he will rape you. He will physically rape you. All right, now let's see a fight. You know what I mean? Really start a fire. I say once every 10 chicks, you actually have to rape them just to keep them honest. And I don't mean that in a way that I'm not trying to cause controversy. I'm trying to create a fire in the belly of the other students.
You're certainly creating something, saying rape, but not in a bad way, is what you're saying.
Well, what I'm saying is not every student, but to have them think
they could get
that raped. These aren't blanks in this gun, gentlemen. You better keep your head down. That's all I'm saying. All right.
So how was it? Did you learn?
Did you learn?
I did. I was able to learn how to kick a guy off of me if he's on top of me, or if someone's strangling me or puts a gun to my head, I'm able to twist it around so I'm in the powerful position of kicking him in the groin.
It's ironic. I find it ironic that when a guy attempts to rape you, you strike his groin. Everything is focused at the groin, which is probably the part that he'd like you to focus on.
I think she should demonstrate on Braska.
That'd be nice.
I'd like to see
Let's
this.
Let's see, Braska. Try to force yourself on her. Be like lesbian sex.
Attempt to rape on my co-star.
Yeah.
Rape on the radio.
I'm chubby or I'm a lesbian.
Please, Braska.
I'm chubby or I'm a lesbian.
We're not asking you to attempt to rape the guest. We're telling you, Braska.
Rape Jeff.
Do it, Braska. No.
You can't do that.
I want to see if she can really do it because I didn't catch it. We have to get on the floor and he has to get on top of me.
Oh, really?
Come on.
Just do it.
For the sake of our listeners.
I'm not sure if his life partner would like that.
I can actually hear what we're doing.
Here we go.
I need that. Maybe someone can give him the play-by-play.
Okay.
Jazeno is now on the floor.
She has a very short skirt on and a lot of cleavage.
We have to take a picture of this.
Ruska is laying. He is putting his 293 pounds across her torso.
I think he's gyrating his hips.
Let me give Jazeno a tip. Hold on. His labia is very sensitive. Punch him.
She can't do anything.
Yes, I know.
That was really sexy. I didn't get. I got totally turned on. I forgot what my Krav Maga lesson was.
You got that just.
My God, Jimmy.
I don't know how I wound up with a boner.
That felt too good.
All right.
It's a great show.
Glad to see you learned a lot.
Fun.
Yes.
I learned to lay there and take it like a woman.
Jazeno, what do you got? A solid D cup going there?
That's right, baby.
Beautiful.
My boyfriend
D-cup.
Made me wear this shirt.
Bobby.
Nice push-up.
Speaking of her boyfriend is here, David Weinstein.
Mm.
He's a scribe, a Hollywood scribe, and a complete weirdo.
Seen him over at Kimmel's house many a Sunday.
Yeah, he's a buddy of mine, and actually he's dating Jess. I don't know, Jess, if you know everything about Weinstein, but there's a lot of things you should know, and you probably change your mind about dating him. So I'm going to give a top seven.
He's one of the weirdest. Well, he's one of the most sexually perverse human beings I've ever been in.
Jeff, that's why I have to learn Krav Maga.
And let me just say this. Dave Weinstein is a guy we see over at Kimmel's every Sunday, because everyone goes up to Kimmel's during football season every Sunday to nosh and watch the 18 games he has on the package. I, this year, am going to talk to Jimmy about a system of windbreakers, colored windbreakers, because the point is I don't know who these people are, and I don't want to show any disrespect if you're the head of Paramount and you're sitting next to me watching the Patriots and I'm telling you to buzz off. On the other hand, if you're a J.O., like Dave over here, you need a yellow windbreaker so I know to stay away from you and not strike up any conversation or eye contact. I wasted half a season talking to David like he was somebody. I thought he was a friend of Sarah's or something.
Yeah, I noticed at the beginning you used to talk to me a little bit more.
Well, Dave pulled me aside. Dave pulled me aside. Said, "Are you high?" And I said, "Oh, that's right. Well, as a matter of fact, I am high, but okay. Thanks for the advice." All right. So anyway, Dave, you know Brusca as well.
Yeah, we grew up in Brooklyn, and we've been friends for a long time, so I know a lot of the dirt, Jess. And here goes. You ready?
Great. I'm moving in with him next week. I may change my mind.
You definitely
this.
Will. Top seven reasons why you should not date David Weinstein. Number seven, he's been with, and I'm being modest here, probably over 100 hookers.
Oh,
that's true. Allegedly. Hell.
Allegedly. Allegedly.
Yeah, this one is 87, 100.
He's, maybe some skanky women, but not.
Oh, my God.
He's banged Sam Phillips, who's a radio show host here.
Wow.
Not exactly true either.
That's true.
Not exactly.
True. He's date number five. He's dated a girl who actually screwed her uncle on a regular basis.
That's true, but I didn't know.
Wait a minute. That's a demerit? That's a strike? I put that in the plus column, Brusca. Come on.
Number four, he's been to many, many swing parties and had many, many threesomes with a bunch of strangers.
That's completely false.
Oh, you've been to swingers parties?
Oh, yeah.
I never have.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I've heard a lot about them.
He's sweating. Now, what about... Oh, yeah. Are you going to get to the motel thing? Is that what you're talking about? Yes, the
motel. That's a swing party?
Yes, that was a swing party.
Just showing up at a random motel where there are hookers waiting and random losers show up at the motel.
So Damashek knows about this to verify this.
Like they show up and say, "I'm here for the gangbang?"
No. I was at a bar and I got kind of pulled into something.
All right, number three.
Number
three, recently dated a Catholic schoolgirl. Very young, very underage.
Wow.
Number two, he's still goes on J-date about four times a day.
He goes on J-O-date over at Kimmel's every Sunday.
And the number one reason why you should not date this weirdo, he, and this is 100% true, was molested by his rabbi.
Wow.
That's your boom.
Now it all comes into sharp focus. Molested by a rabbi.
I was molested by my rabbi.
I like how we laugh at his personal tragedy.
I was preparing for my bar mitzvah, and
really,
yeah, this really happened. I was 12 years old.
Well, look, I don't know much about the Jewish culture. Maybe that's part of the preparation.
He would teach me the Jewish words while he, and he would ask me if it was okay if he would give me a back rub.
Wow.
That's how it always starts.
Well, the people do. The rabbis do give random circumcision exams.
You know that the rabbis kiss the pee-pee when they cut it off? Yep. Which I think is the beginning of a very horrible sexual
perversity. They kiss the pee-pee or the part that comes off?
When they make the cut, when they make the incision, and so it won't bleed, they kiss it. But they found out that there was this rabbi that had herpes that made kissing all these Jewish penises and giving all these babies herpes.
Right.
Oh, that's not
Oh, my God.
I swear to God.
Do you know what random facts you learn when you're with David Weinstein?
It's oral. How about oral?
How about oral?
All right.
All right.
Speaking of oral, one other thing. Jess sent us an email saying if she can come on the show, if she gets on the show, she'll give everybody in the room an oral.
Really?
I did. My boy, I'm telling you. Okay. Look who I'm dating. This is the sexual perversity that's in my head now.
I would settle for a winger. Are you familiar?
I'm not.
Pretend we're at Daytona Beach, spring break. And Dave and I are in a Jeep, and you're on the beach, and we yell, hey, show us your tees.
Right.
That would be the winger.
Oh. You got to flash it?
Yeah, flash.
Hell
it's a flash. No, really?
No, easier than the beach.
All right.
No, I'd rather give you an oral.
Really? All right, so be it.
That's my girl.
It's your poison, literally.
You guys.
Literally, I have mercury poisoning. Pass through my semen. All right, we need to take ourselves a break. Giseno.
Yeah.
Just say no to David, please. Claudia Jordan. Claudia, we got to get in here. You in here one day, you'll deal the dirt on Deal or No Deal.
Anytime you
want.
I'd
love to know what goes on backstage there. We will take ourselves. Thank you guys for coming in. Modern Girl's Guide to Life on Style Network. Fridays, 9 o'clock. Robert Smigel going to be part of the show. Kevin Nealon already come in here. Oh, it goes on and on after this.
A lot of pressure. You got to rise above it.
Mm-hmm.
You got to harness in the good energy, block out the bad. Harness, energy, block, bad. Mm-hmm. Feel the flow happy. Feel it. It's circular. It's like a carousel. You pay the quarter, you get on the horse. It goes up and down and around. Mm-hmm. Circular, circle, with the music, the flow, all good things.
Mm-hmm. Kevin Nealon in studio.
It's all good.
Talking Happy Gilmore. Weeds, his latest show. Fantastic show. Showtime. It's in reruns now, but new season starts up at the end of August, right?
About the end of August. That's correct, Adam.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very serious for a comedian.
Let's recap. We got Happy Gilmore.
Mm-hmm.
And we got Weeds.
That's right. Also, we have the Comedy and Magic Club in Hermosa.
Yes.
Let me say this. How much magic goes on in that place? Because I've never spoken to a magician who's performed there, but I've talked to 750 comedians. Spoke to 750 comedians.
Well, that's the problem about radio. Magicians don't really go over well on radio.
So
you won't talk to a lot of magicians.
Yes,
they do have a lot. They have a lot of magicians. It's a comedy usually, and then a magician, and then the headliner.
Really?
Yeah. But the whole evening is magical when I'm there.
That's a good point. Yeah. Magical evening.
Yeah.
With Kevin Nealon. Kevin is going to be there May 18th, 19th, and 20th.
I think that's about it. I think those are the dates.
Kevin is a very good stand-up comedian. I think there's I guess you know how you don't think stars can do anything else?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you think you could kick any celebrity's ass? The average guy who works construction thinks he could beat up any celebrity. And then you see guys like LL Cool J and stuff, and they still think they could beat him up just because he's a celebrity. The reality is stars can be good at other things. Kevin Nealon, you know from Saturday Night Live and many other movies and things like that.
But he will kick your ass.
That's my point. No, you go watch him do stand-up, and you go, oh, my goodness. This guy's talented. This guy can do this.
Thank you, Adam. That's nice. I am losing confidence, though, in my stand-up talent.
Are you?
Because I was just in Washington, D.C.,
mm-hmm.
and the manager of the club was driving me to a radio interview. She goes, I really enjoyed your act last night. It's old school. I like it. It's old school. Automatically, I'm thinking of, you know, like these guys from the 60s and 70s, you know,
right.
The Jackie Vernons and stuff.
Well, I've seen the act. He does do at least 20 minutes on Gerald Ford, and I think maybe.
No, it's not. It's more like setup punchline. So I'm, immediately I'm going over my act in my head. That's another, there's no setup there. There's no punchline there. There's not even a joke there.
No.
What's she talking about?
No, I've seen Kevin's act. There's a, there's setups. There's no punchlines. It's not setup punchline. It's setup, setup, pause, setup, setup.
It doesn't go anywhere.
No, no, no. I'm a fan. I mean,
I know, but it sometimes a setup without a punchline is good, you know? Because
well,
people don't expect it.
People expect setup punchline, and you give them setup setup.
I mean, you just. And sometimes I don't even get them a setup.
No, sometimes you just give them.
Yeah, sometimes we just connect.
Yeah, you know, some,
that's how good I am. I don't need to talk. I don't need to have a setup or a punchline.
Put me in a cage with his eyes.
It's the love.
I agree. All right, you're going to hang with us, I hope, because there's more plugging and more talking to do. We're running late, so we're going to do the news, the sports. Oh, no, we're not going anywhere. Or are we going somewhere?
Let's take a break.
No, we're doing news. We're doing news. We're doing sports. And, Kevin, you jump in. Hang in. Do what you like.
I'll be setting up all
day. Yeah, if you want to set up,
I'm gonna be
set
doing
up.
Some setups.
All right, now it is time for Claudia DeFalco. I always want to say DeFalco. That's my problem.
I've never seen Claudia here.
She's beautiful,
isn't
she?
Last time was Rachel. Now, you always get the hot news girls.
That's all right.
I think I met you first, though. I interviewed you in Phoenix.
Yeah. I remember that.
You
no,
do?
I do remember
you
that.
You say that to all
so
the reporters.
It was a couple years ago, right?
You say that to all the reporters.
Yeah. Did you have a crush on her?
I knew familiar. I thought... Was Claudia here last time I was here? But no, it was from Arizona.
Oh, very nice that you remembered.
Did he do the Gerald Ford stuff, or is that too current back then?
Who were you working for?
I was with Channel 3, but you were hosting the Animal Art.
Okay.
Who's the baseball guy, the baseball
Tony
manager?
La Russa.
Tony La Russa.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or La Russa.
Now you remember?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He did the setup routine?
Okay.
I was outside doing my live shot. I missed your show.
You guys always get so, it's always like, coming up on it. Now, hang on. And they're getting poised,
you
know?
Got an exclusive. Kevin Nealon.
Yeah.
I know, I realize that's all TV is turned into is coming up. Like when I watch Entertainment Tonight, they don't have any actual news stories. Coming up at 7:30, yeah. Pat O'Brien is going to tell you about something we could be telling you now, by the way, except for in 21 minutes and 36 seconds, an older guy is going to be talking about setting up what's coming on tomorrow.
One of the funnest things about working at Saturday Night Live and NBC was you got to see the news feeds before they were on the air. You could see them sitting there at the desk waiting to come on and kind of powdering their noses and kind of looking.
Or picking them.
Right. Yeah. What do you got, Claudia?
Oh, was that just set up?
I can't start without my music. I need my music.
I didn't get any music.
Oh, yeah, it's true. We should have got you some music. We'll do that next time. All right, now, Claudia DeFalco with the news.
But a Fuco. Rumors have been circulating that Rosie O'Donnell will be named the new host of The View,
wonderful,
replacing Meredith Vieira. I'd love to see this. I can tell you guys, I'm not a big fan of Rosie's, but I'd love to see someone finally put Star Jones down.
I heard she didn't get the gig. They just got sucked into her gravitational pull. She's that
you
big.
Guys are not afraid to talk bad about anybody.
No. No.
I'm a lesbian.
I'll tell you something.
I'm a homosexual gay lesbian.
We have the balls to talk bad about Rosie O'Donnell when no one else will do it.
The balls.
That's right. Everyone else, blowing sunshine. It's all unicorns and rainbows. Well, not us.
Rosie O'Donnell, Star Jones, sacred cows to most.
That's right. At least cows. The point is we have the huevos, the guts. We're not scared to speak ill of these women.
You know Rosie's my cousin.
Really? Is that set up? Or
set up, man. You finish it. You're the punch guy. You're the punch-up guy.
She's an evil person. That's all I'm saying. And I'll tell you how you know she's evil. Because whenever someone is too nice, there's another side of them that's evil.
You think she's too nice?
Well, remember 5 years ago, it was Rosie in her Chubb Club, and she was all into Tom Cruise, and she was singing along with Keith Partridge, and she was giving ho-hos to the audience. Too sugary. Whenever someone is too sugary, saccharine-y, sweet, there's another side of them because that's compensation.
Well, so there's a lot of people out there that are evil because there's a lot of sweet,
no,
sappy people.
No, show me
out there.
Someone who hovers around the middle, and I'll show you someone who doesn't have an evil side. See what I'm saying?
Okay.
Now it's game on. She's evil.
All right, looks like Fox may be developing a reality series called My Bare Lady. This is where four porn actresses will give theater a try. The yet-to-be-named ladies will first train as legitimate actresses, like everybody in Hollywood has, and then perform in front of a live audience in London's famous West End Theatre District.
I like that. I like that.
I hear this also may star Rosie O'Donnell.
But aren't we sort of halfway there anyway with sort of the Misha Bartons of the world and stuff? I mean, it's a bunch of hot chicks who can't really act very well already, right?
But they know how to pout. Misha Barton knows how to pout.
Mm-hmm. But there's a difference between a hot chick and a porno chick.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, that's true.
Well, you're not really looking at her face when for a porno chick, are you?
Well, you start off.
Listen, that. Fox should call me when they get the hot actress chicks to do porno. That's the sitcom I want to see.
Speaking of porn and performing, I think I know what you guys might get for Christmas from Jimmy Kimmel, or mm-hmm. you should hope you do. Here's Kid Rock talking about it last night on his show.
You know what I just got this year that I found online? I saw it and it was like, oh, we got to get one of those. It's, I don't know if people think this is bad or good, but it's a lot of fun, creates a great atmosphere. It's a portable stripper pole. Every day someone screws in, sets up a little stereo.
Is that right?
Or just kind of hangs out in there after the show and looks at it, and every once in a while some girl have too much to drink and, you know.
Wow, that's a good idea right there.
Yeah. What do you think? You'd like that?
Yeah, it'd be pathetic to see my bathrobe hanging on it for 4 years, dust collecting. You know, it's like, don't get a treadmill if you're not going to run on it. It's depressing to stare at it while you make your way to the fridge.
It is a good workout, though, those poles.
The pole?
If they're greased properly.
That's yeah, and you put a dollar bill at the top. It's like the county fair.
People magazine just came out with their 100 Most Beautiful People issue. Angelina Jolie is on the cover. Surprise, surprise. Now, for the Spanish version, People in Español, they have Jennifer Lopez. Here she is talking about a body part. She loves herself, period. But here she is talking about a body part of hers she's totally in love with.
Everybody tells me that I should love my ass because even when I get heavier, when I get older,
mm-hmm.
I have to have a few kids. And I gained about 50 pounds.
Yeah.
That my will stay the same.
I saw it on Entertainment Tonight.
That I should be really grateful for that. I always
said rectum.
Because they were so skinny, but
I watch it.
Is she overly sappy?
Okay.
She seems to think that it's a really great thing.
She's great.
What do you think she's talking about, Kevin?
I think she's talking about her derrière.
Mm-mm.
No?
No, I did. I saw it. Sad to say. Ankles. That's her part.
No,
she's actually
really?
Talking
she
about her
have
ankles.
Ankles.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Sad. That's what it's come down to.
Remember the Long Island Lolita, Amy mm-hmm. Fisher?
Mm-hmm.
She's the one who shot Mary Jo Buttafuoco in the face. She now...
Good shot.
Thanks. Mm-hmm. She now claims it wasn't Joey, her lover at the time, that made her do it. It was ecstasy.
Mm.
She says the drug made her feel stronger and more confident because what she did was irrational. Fisher served 7 years in prison for the attack. Joey Buttafuoco pleaded guilty to statutory rape and served only 4 months.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's a delight. Definitely not a Jew, by the way. Owned an auto body shop on Long Island and was banging a 17-year-old to shot his wife. First, there's a few things I love about this story. One is, I love the explanation, the gun went off explanation.
Yeah.
You know, the stories where the people walk up to people, call them the C word, and then shoot them 9 times in the head, and they say, I was trying to hit pistol whip them, and the gun went off. Her story is, I was trying to whack her in the head with the gun. By the way, what should that garner from us? Oh, you're just trying to crush your skull with the butt of the gun. Oh, I didn't know. I'm sorry.
But well, she said she was on ecstasy, so shouldn't she have gone up to Mary Jo and want to hug her and kiss her instead?
Yeah. No. Yeah.
Joey Buttafuoco is probably on ecstasy because he was a statutory rape guy.
Listen, here's what you're like when you're on ecstasy. You sweat a ton, and you tell the person to your right you're in love with them, but you then apologize for not being able to achieve an erection.
Have you done ecstasy?
Yeah, I've done ecstasy, and I've only shot 3 people, and I've done it 9 times. So don't tell me.
Was ecstasy around back then?
What do you mean back then?
Seriously. Was it like 15 years ago? She was 16
or 15?
No,
I've done ecstasy more recently than back then.
No, I don't think so. You check your drug files,
kidding?
Man.
I'm cool. Here's my point. I've never shot. I've done ecstasy probably 3 or 4 times in my life. I've never shot anybody. And number two, here's how you know Amy Fisher's a pain in the ass. She does this whole thing where she got plastic surgery and changed her name so that she could hide her identity. Well, if you're trying to hide your identity, stop doing interviews with 2020, 48 Hours and all the news programs, number one. Number two, she didn't have plastic surgery. She had a nose job. Amy Fisher was cute, except for she had kind of a fat schnoz, if you remember. Well, she had her nose cosmetically repaired. She now looks attractive because the only thing that was wrong with her was her nose. She had a fix. She didn't have it to hide her identity. She wanted a nose job.
Well, I think she's coming out and doing all these interviews. I don't know why. And even confronting Joey on TV because she's written two books. She's an accomplished writer now, you know.
She has a husband and a child. And first off, if I was that husband, I would go over there, get high on ecstasy, and shoot her in the face. Number one, because I would be PO'd. Number two, every question is, how are you going to hide this from your child? Well, we could have hidden it from the child. We could have, except for I'm doing interviews about how to hide it from my child, ironically. All right. Kevin, any setup?
Well, you know, maybe Dick Cheney was on ecstasy when he was out hunting. That's a setup.
It is.
I'm Clyde DeFalco, and I'm done.
It's time for Dave Damashek's number one sports. Number one sports. Do it, Dave.
NBA playoffs last night. LA's best team, the Clippers, in Denver with a chance to take a 3-0 lead in their series against the Nuggets. It did not happen. Melo Carmelo Anthony. 24 points, Clippers lose by 7, but get another shot on Saturday night. Also last night, Shaq Fu scored only 8 points. He and his pals lost in Chicago. Heat still up 2-1 in that series. Tonight, Sacramento hosts the Spurs at 7, and at 7:30, the Kobe's got the Phoenix Suns at the Staples Center. Stanley Cup playoffs. I continue to lament that no one is watching because it's perhaps the best tournament in all of sports.
Yes.
It really is. Two months worth.
You love hockey.
The fighting and the grudge matches that develop, the playoff beards they all grow, the overtime action. Speaking of which, down in the OC, the Anaheim Ducks won it in OT last night, and so they dumped Calgary, and now the series is tied at 2. Meantime, the San Jose Chichus took care of Nashville. They lead their series 3-1, and bad news. Already, by the way, Bruska handed me a note before I even started that I have to be quick, so I'll skip.
It said wrap it up.
I have a major announcement, though, that we'll have to wait, I guess, until the 9 o'clock hour. But I have a very big personal announcement I'd like to make. But in the meantime, bad news for college football fans. The best broadcaster in the sport, Keith Jackson, is hanging it up. And I don't want to rub it into USC fans, but here's his last touchdown call.
Fourth and 5. The Rose Bowl. Championship on the line right here. He's going for the corner. He's got it.
The best voice there is.
Yeah, he's great. Didn't he retire?
He retired five years ago, and then came back. But this time he says he really is done. But I guess that this makes me the heir apparent to, as America's top sports broadcaster.
Well, I don't know what heir apparent means.
If I was a sports broadcaster, here would be my call. He's going for the corner! That's it. Yeah, no punchline.
Yeah, just setup.
Yeah, just a setup.
Yeah.
And then let the people figure it out for themselves.
Right. Let the folks listening to the radio figure out. Theater of the mind, they call it.
Yeah. Damn check.
Yeah.
Chichu?
Chichu!
That's my call?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm through.
Are you guys going to...
Dave Damashek's number
short.
One sports.
Well, I also was brief with my words, too, because I saw some nasty looks between Lynch and Brusco or something, and I'm interested to know what that was about.
He was just sleeping a little bit. He should have did the correct. Well, when Adam got the right answer for ankles, I want to hear the ding.
You correct me on the one that you listen to, but the 100 that I hit every day perfectly.
I think you do a great job. He asked me what it was about. That was it about.
Right, I got one for you.
I'll go home and get your f***ing shine box.
Yeah. All right. Please. Shouldn't you be inviting some more of your loser buddies over to Kimmel's house so that I can't see one of the 26 TV sets this football season? Neilan, you pop over there every once in a while, don't you?
I do once in a while, but... from what I'm hearing, it's getting rather like a big event over there.
It's, you know what it is? They're like well, here's what Kimmel says.
I went when there was only like three TV sets.
Yeah. They're like if you were really into REM in the early 80s and used to go see them at little smoky clubs and do acoustic sets and stuff, and then all of a sudden they explode and now you got horrible tickets in some arena or some club. Some smoky dive that was your own where you knew the bartender. And all of a sudden, it turned into St. Elmo's Fire in there. And you got a bunch of J.O.'s standing in front of you at the bar. That's what happened to Kimmel's Sunday Football.
You know, maybe you should have Adam's VIP room.
I would, but Kimmel pouts. Once in a while, I threaten to have everyone over at my house. And there's two things that are wrong with that. One, Kimmel gets mad. Two, I don't like people and I don't want them anywhere near my home. So then
you don't like people?
Not really. I mean, I like me, but I'm a me, not a people.
I listen to you all the time. I think that Adam is a real people lover.
Really?
Yeah, and now you tell me this, and I'm really confused.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Because you have nothing but nice things to say about everyone.
Look, if after the show you'd like to get together and not hang out, that'd be awesome.
Or not get together and hang out.
Well, get together and I'll tell you how I don't like people.
Right. What is it that you don't like? You just don't trust them, I guess.
No, you know what it is? I'm ambitious. I think I should have people over. I'll put a spread out. We'll have some booze. And then I realize it's gonna be a trip to Costco. I'm going to have to clean up after they leave.
Have you ever had therapy, seriously?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and what do they tell you, usually?
I do all the talking.
You don't give them a chance.
Not really. It's mostly high school football stories.
You just go to tell somebody your story.
Corolla goes to the corner. He's in. And then I stand up and spike his sport coat, the one with the suede patches on the sleeves. All right. We'll take ourselves. Yes, I've done a lot of therapy. Drew always wants me to talk about masturbation. No. I said, are you high?
He's not a therapist.
Come on. I'm not going to tell someone I pay about that. I pay people to do that, not to hear about it. Thank you. Kevin Nealon. Set up. Kevin Nealon. We'll take a quick break. Robert Smigel's going to be calling in. We'll talk to him in a moment after this.
Maybe he was a homo. Felt there was no one he could talk to about it.
We can't have him here in our social club no more.
How much more betrayal can I take?
There's been confirmation through the grapevine. Peter was seen in a car with a man.
But he was always talking about greasing the union. Who knew that's what he meant?
I don't want to get graphic beyond that. The idea of it repulses me so much.
I can't believe I stuck up for him. I feel like I've been stabbed in the heart.
F***ing cornhole and f***ers like married my cousin. He should f***ing die.
Yes. Like a Nealon family reunion.
Yeah.
Kevin Nealon.
I love that song, man. What's that called?
I guess it's called Woke Up This song? Morning. I'm Michelle McGunner, theme to Sopranos.
That's a good song, man.
I think it's a very confusing title, theme to MASH.
Yeah. Makes you want to whack someone.
It's hard to find. Joseph Ganascoli is on the phone. He is Vito.
Gay Vito.
Gay Vito. Now, Joseph.
Adam.
How are you?
What's going on, buddy? That's still got some attitude on him, man. Eh?
Yeah. I'll tell you, I am a huge Sopranos fan, as is everyone I know, and your storyline this season is very compelling. I was disappointed and said as much over the air that we didn't hear from you last episode. I'm curious what's going on with you and the Johnny Cakes over there.
I'm just taking in New Hampshire, my man.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know you can't spoil anything, but last we left off, they found out you were gay.
Mm-hmm.
You took it on the lam. You ended up in some small town in New Hampshire that seems to be all gay.
Well, not all gay, but gay.
Well, at least 80% of the folks that live there are gay.
All right.
The guy slinging the hash is gay. The guy at the antique store is gay. And it seems like you may find some love there. Is that possible?
I don't know. I got sucked into that whole situation.
Yeah, you must have been thrilled when that showed up in the script for the first time.
Well, you know, it was my idea. That's been well documented.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was from a book I was reading. Back in season 3, I approached one of the writers, and I said, look, if you wanted to make my character gay, I'd be willing to do it. And I said, you know, it's in a book I'm reading. It's called Murder Machine, and one of the mobsters was openly gay, and they knew about it, and they let him, do what he had to do, and they didn't bother him. And, I gave him the book, and nothing came about it, but then they killed that guy in Jersey for being gay, and they asked me the name of the book again, and I brought it in. Then I knew they were seriously thinking about it, and Next thing you know, I'm with the security guard, I'm dropping my keys. But, you know, I was actually on the wrong end of that that scene.
Yeah, the key droppage. Yeah, I would have modified that in the script.
I think it's a great idea. That's a good character.
It is compelling, and we do wonder, and it is kind of nice because Tony is sort of torn between the old school tradition and new school pragmatism. You're a big earner.
Yeah.
What's he going to do with you?
Speaking of that, he says to you, or he says that you're not the first, that Gay Vito isn't the first in the mob to be gay. What's that about? Will we find out what that's about?
Did he say I'm not the first, or just, in the mob? I thought he was implying
prison, that they all kind of...
Yeah, they all get it on in prison, but then announce it doesn't really count.
It's
like I tell my wife when I leave California. Same thing.
Here's my prediction for the gay town there. And now I'm usually pretty good at this, but I think he is going to run for mayor.
Really?
I'm usually pretty good at this.
You know, anything that involves a sash is nice in a gay town.
I'm going to talk to the writers.
Joseph, and by the way, another big storyline was all the weight you lost. And I love the gangster who's sipping water all the time and
hot water and lemon is fantastic.
Yeah. How much weight did you actually lose?
I lost 160 pounds right now. And, I did this with, you always see me limping in the show.
Right.
I just had double hip replacement a month ago.
Wow.
So, now that, you know, they're healing and, I'm pain-free except for, like, the soreness.
Right.
I'm going to be using age 57 Hoodia to knock off the rest of the weight. I'm going to get back into the gym and, it's going to help me with the cravings. It's working great.
Now, what is that? What is that stuff? Is it an herb?
It's an herb. It's an herb from South Africa called Hoodia. And it's going to, it really works great. I've lost 11 pounds so far.
You put it in a milkshake? How do you use it?
Pill form in water.
Pour it over chili fries. So you lost that. Now, are you lower? Now, it looks like in the Sopranos, it looks like you lost 100 pounds or so. Have you lost more weight since the filming of that stuff?
Well, if you look back in episodes where, I got in a chair and I broke it, and, there's a great poster of us in front of a pork store. I lost about 160 pounds.
Wow. And what was your max? What were you at your heaviest?
400.
400?
Yeah.
But you're 6'6", right?
Right, right.
Yeah, that does not go over in the gay community.
Yeah, no. He's a Charles Barkley type.
That is one thing about being gay. Let me tell you, you must stay in shape. You will be judged.
Yeah, I was at the Abbey last night for doing some skits for Jimmy Kimmel, which I'm going to be on tonight. And we had, there was a lot of in-shape guys at the Abbey. I don't know if you've ever been there.
Oh, that's a gay club.
Yeah. No, I saw you there. Yeah. I was drinking the smart cocktail. I took a me day.
That's the great thing about losing all that weight. You could always put it on whenever you want. You can get it back.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
I don't know if it's the same weight, but either way, you can get it back.
You can take the hips out and put the weight back on.
Speaking of weight, you have a Meal to Die For book?
Yeah, it's a loosely based on my life. It's a cookbook novel. Mm-hmm. When I was a chef for many years, and I used to gamble. And to help pay my debts, I became known in the neighborhood as a food fence, which is, someone that came across, 10,000 pounds of shrimp. I know where to get rid of it. You know, someone that made homemade wine. We put phony labels on it.
Yeah.
Bootleg olive oil. And so that helped. But in real life, I lost 60,000 one Sunday on a couple of football games, and I moved to L.A. to pursue acting. In the book, he goes on to, he cooks for the mob. They say, forget about what you owe us. Come cook for us, and we'll really make big money. Mm-hmm. And ink. And
that's the guy who bought the cheap olive oil.
Is that true, though? You cooked for the mob?
Vito? Joseph, did you cook for the mob?
No, I didn't cook for the mob. I mean, I knew them. They used to come into my restaurants.
Uh-huh.
Sorry about this.
You did mostly Thai food, or Thai fare was such a thing?
It was Pakistani in food. I don't know why it's doing that.
That's all right. Just pick it up and slam it down. That's a power move. That means you're angry and busy.
Someone's calling in for takeout order.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe it's man cow.
Yeah.
By the way, the phone machine eventually has to pick up, right? Or I guess it did.
I had two lines here.
All right. Now, what can you tell us about The Sopranos coming up? Because I know they keep you guys locked down, but some hint, some tips, some hints, something, a morsel for us?
Well, Johnny Cakes, you know, he comes into play.
Ooh.
You know, he comes into play, Johnny Cakes.
The guy behind the griddle with the handlebar mustache.
Yeah, I got a big appetite for Johnny Cakes.
Yeah, he looked like he was eyeballing you, too, when you came in there.
Yeah.
And I got hungry and horny. All right. Listen, Joseph, I'm going to let you get that. Can you check with us every Friday and keep us updated?
Yeah, I'd love to. That'd be great. Everyone has my numbers. And anybody listening, go to my website, Joe Soup.
Joe Soup.
JoeSoup.com. Order the book. Check out all the Soprano stuff. Watch me on Kimmel tonight. You'll be there tonight, right?
Yes, I will.
So we'll hook up in person.
Yeah, it'll be nice.
Italian feast tonight at Carol.
Yes, yes. And as far as your as far as the gay acting, you're going method tonight, baby. When I see you. It's going to be way more than a role. It'll be the most important role of your life.
Corolla cakes.
That's right. Show you. I'll get some butter for those Johnny cakes. All right, Joseph Ganascoli. You know you're going to be fat when your last name sounds like a pastry. Give me a dozen. Give me six of the Ganascolis
with the vanilla cream.
Yeah, with the vanilla cream. Yeah, that's what that sounds like. That is Ganascoli.
What is that Italian pastry with the
cannoli?
Cannoli. That's it.
Cannoli.
That's
right. Good setup.
Sometimes with the chips, chocolate chips on it. Right? Extra delicious.
I don't even know what a cannoli is.
Kevin Nealon is here. Brusca, leave Mike alone, please. All right, shall we break and try to get on time?
Yes.
Why don't we do that? Kevin Nealon here. Weeds, name of his show. Showtime, of course, starting the second season in August. Also going to be at the Comedy and Magic Club in Hermosa Beach. We'll take a quick break. Be right back with Robert Smigel after this.
I like your acting, Kirk. That's what I really like. You know, his acting. Bone, stop. We must make contact with the Klingon ruler. Bone, stop. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's terrific acting.
Four, me, two, far. Yeah, Robert Smigel, everybody. There's a little triumph. Kevin Nealon in studio. When I casually asked him if he knew Robert, he got angry. Insulted. What do you mean? I was on SNL.
See, you hate everybody, but I don't.
I did the math.
You're trying to pull me into your little vortex of hatred and evilness, and I won't go there.
Speaking of evil, Robert Smigel. Robert?
Thank you for that introduction.
Good to speak to you.
Good to speak to you.
I want you to know that I regard you as a genius, or at least your work is a genius, which then makes you a genius because you created your work. So you're at least a genius by proxy.
That's very nice.
I love Triumph. I love the ambiguously gay duo and fun with real audio and all that stuff. But you know what? I used to bring you up a lot when we'd do the Man Show or Crank Anchors or something, because whenever the network would say, "Oh no, you can't do that," I would scream, "Smigel takes Disney archival footage of Bambi and then has a black man use the word MF-er." In the voice of Bambi's mother. How does he get away with this? And they always said, well, they're taking a chance.
Yeah, well, you have the cheap lawyers at Basic Cable.
Yes.
You know, the NB, the General Electric machine. You know,
wow.
They defend way more serious stuff than making fun of Disney.
See, evidently, fine. But I mean, really, yeah, yeah. Especially Disney is the sacred cow.
Disney has never said a word, and I think the reason is that they. First of all, it really is legally okay to do this stuff as long as it's clearly parody, then it falls under fair use. But I think they know better. I think they're too smart. If they started like coming after NBC about a sketch that makes fun of Walt Disney, that's just going to bring Walt Disney slander into the news. I mean,
yeah.
I don't think it's really...
Yeah, so you're saying Walt has too many skeletons in the closet and like to stay out of the headlines.
Well, there are urban legends. I did a cartoon a few weeks ago. It was all about the Disney vault and, you know, Jesus these kids Christ. Get to go to the Disney vault to watch all these crappy DVDs that are hidden in there. And then they find Disney's frozen head.
Yes.
And a lot of uglier things. Wow. I'm not going to repeat because, you know, I don't know how good your lawyers are.
Okay, well, I heard he was a horrible racist as well. But then
that's alluded to.
Yeah. Listen, if you're a white guy and you're rich and you're born about 1905, tell us when they're not racist.
Exactly.
It'll be faster.
Speaking of horrible racists, Robert, it's Nealon.
Kevin Nealon is here.
Kevin.
How are you, my friend?
Good to hear you. How's you gotten married?
Robert was one of the best writers on Saturday Night Live.
Kevin was the funniest man on Saturday Night Live.
But
stop that.
But evil.
Yes. Ask his rodeo. Kneeling on Smigel.
No, Smigel, I got to tell you, I saw this fun with real audio that she did. It must have been a while ago, but it was with Howard Stern and Lorne.
Yeah,
resuscitating. Yeah. How do you approach Lorne with these?
You know that one.
You're speaking of Lorne Green.
Lorne Green, yeah.
Lorne Green.
Lorne Michaels.
No, Lorne Michaels, who's a little younger than Lorne Green.
Oh, and by the way, they always introduce him as the producer, the founder. He's a cast member at this point because he's on every other episode.
Well, the writers learned that if you put Lorne in your sketch, it'll get on.
Right. He's on more than the second black guy. Whoever taught me that one.
He's on more than both black guys.
Right.
But if you put him in your cartoon, though, it doesn't really help.
It doesn't.
I've learned that.
So what does he say to you?
Well, this one was when Howard was competing with Saturday Night Live at 11:30.
Mm-hmm.
You remember that Saturday show?
Right.
He had this big press conference, and he ripped the show.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Lorne was happy that I was addressing it because I don't think he felt comfortable addressing it with the show.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So I think I served as... you know, because it has my name on it, it looks like I'm taking the shot at Howard,
right?
As opposed to the show, but I ended up making more fun of Saturday Night Live than Howard.
Kevin, by the way, any other questions?
One more question.
How about Kevin and Bean or the Grease Man?
One more question.
any other morning shows you'd like to bring into
our
program?
Did you hear back from Stern on that?
Really, Mark Stern?
No, you're friends with Stern. Aren't you?
I am friends with Stern. Yes,
I've been on.
Not with you, but Stern. Yeah. Sorry. What, Robert?
Wait. Can we talk about Les Moonves? Can we get back to the subject at hand?
I want to give Robert. By the way, I want to give the show a plug, which is this Saturday, right? The best of Saturday Night Live TV Funhouse. So it's going to be all your best animated shows: The Ambiguously Gay Duo, Ex-Presidents, Fun with Real Audio.
Right, and a lot of pee-pee caca.
And let me
Michael Jackson and
right. Yeah. Oh, it's great. There's one I know he's going to show where Bambi is skull effing Disney. It's great. It is great. I don't know how he does it.
I had to separate the two skull effing cartoons. You know,
I'll tell you.
One's at the top of the show, one's at the end.
I'll tell you the thing, too, is, you know, Saturday Night Live, I think, gets more crap than they deserve. It is hard to go up there and hit home runs, though, each and every week. This is can't miss. This is a highlight.
I agree.
A highlight package. First off, if you're just going to see a Smigel film in any Saturday Night Live episode, it's going to be good. This is the best of the best, and it's all the way through the show. It's going to be great. Does anyone host, by the way?
Ace and Gary, the Ambiguously Gay Duo, actually are hosting.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I set up a whole, you can see it on the NBC site. There's a whole Don Pardo, opening montage with different cartoon characters, you know. Mm-hmm. Saddam Hussein!
Mm, right.
Jesus Christ!
Well,
I got Don Pardo to scream Jesus Christ. Like, hit his thumb with a hammer.
We, Robert, we have to take a break, but could you please send us out with a little triumph, the insult comic dog?
Adam, what happened to your show on Comedy Central?
Oh, no. That's not the direction I wanted to go.
I watched that show. It sucked so hard, the sides of my TV caved in.
I also did a show on Discovery or TLC about Home Improvement that was pretty bad.
It was an outdoor show, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah, it was kind of like a tree falling in the forest. No one even knew it was there.
Yes. Well, I wanted to be outdoors so you could poop on it.
I thought that would be nice.
Well, send me a DVD. I'll be happy to poop on it.
Please, if I send you a DVD, will you poop on it? And poop on it, my nephew's name is Finn. Could you?
I get so many requests to spell people's name out with my poop. I'm not a magician.
No, I mean, I can do my name in urine, but poop, I don't do better than initials and rarely get the middle name in there either. Robert, thank you for being part of our show. Come in and see us in person when you're here
absolutely,
in Los Angeles.
Absolutely. When are you going to be on the East Coast, Adam?
Oh, that is a good point. I don't know.
I've heard your show in L.A. when I've been there, and I think you're doing great.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Robert. Well,
I do.
Well, I appreciate it. Come in and see us. Wrong answer. Come in and see us soon. And the best of Saturday Night Live, TV Funhouse. Again, I know it now sounds like a ass kiss-a-thon here, but this I'm going to look forward to. You cannot go wrong with this. If you took Smigel's worst 20 cartoons and had the ambiguously gay duo host a show, it would still be better than your average Saturday Night Live episode, unless it was one that Nealon was in. Kevin Nealon, hanging out, kissing ass. We'll be right back after this.
Welcome back to Ozfest on the Adam Carolla Show. We've got all the greatest hits from Ozzy Osbourne, sung by Nicaraguan movie reviewer Oswaldo Castillo. Here's Mama, I'm Coming Home.
Time here changing, I find very strange. Here I come, but I the same. Mama, I'm coming home. Time gone by saying to me, you could have been a better friend to me. Mama, I'm coming home.
His wife is cleaning my house as we speak.
Stop me and you drop me all.
I'm not kidding.
You have me in a piece. Lost the phone and turn around. By the feeling in your eyes.
As he picks her up about 6:30.
I believe it. About the sunshine.
The other thing, too, is I feel bad because I'm addicted to, you know, either talk radio or TV or whatever. When she's done at 6 o'clock, she just sits at the table. And I always tell her, turn the TV on. No, thank you. Sits there. Ozzy shows up smelling a beer and filthy. Plops down on the sofa next to me. Last Friday, puts his arm around me and tells me what a great guy I am.
I have a gardener who won't go through my house to get to the backyard. I go around.
Yeah.
Oh, come on through. I go around. What? Why?
Well, he thinks you're gay and is scared, but yes, I know. Such polite people.
I go around. I get my car. I drive it, get on the 405 and come back around the other way.
I know. I'll tell you, that is there's one page the gringo could take out of the Mexican's book is that one. Very humble people. No, no TV. No. If she did watch TV, she'd probably leave 15 cents on the table for the electricity and the wear and tear on the picture tube.
Really? Yeah. Not even the telenovelas? Pasión de amor.
No, doesn't do that. And here's the other thing, too. I don't know. I wonder if Ozzy's listening. She wears a ton of perfume. And it's not the most expensive stuff. It's the stuff that comes in, you know, the dispenser for the ketchup at the ballpark?
Yeah, yeah.
I think it comes in one of those. Paddle, push on the top. Actually, there's actually a foot lever used, like a sewing machine, actually.
What's that?
Dispense this stuff. And it smells to high heaven. And my wife, who's, you know, now 8 months pregnant and sensitive to everything, can't take it. It's like maybe she's having an allergic reaction to it, but I'm like, I'm not telling her. You tell her. I'm bringing it up.
What's that disinfectant that hotels use?
That's what it smells like.
Oh, I can't remember that.
Good setup, though.
Helping you out here. I'm throwing you a bone.
Kevin Nealon, by the way. Kevin Nealon, king of the setups. He's going to be at the Comedy Magic Club in Hermosa Beach, May 18th, 19th, and 20th.
I think that's the days.
You think so?
Kevin Nealon, by the way. Saw you on Tuesday night at, of all places, American Idol, standing ovation.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Who were you cheering for?
Elliot Yamin.
Elliot, your favorite.
Yeah. Elliot, yeah.
What were you, and by the way, Dave, you got to learn how to tell a story because He said the same story to us 3 days ago.
I know, it's interesting.
I saw Nealon at the Idol. Standing O!
Everybody gets
standing
a standing O.
And, you know, please take this in the spirit in which it's intended. But I said, Nealon gets a standing O? Standing ovation! Really? I wouldn't think that's his demographic at all.
That is not what I said. I said he was giving a standing O.
Given a standing O.
Yes.
And then it's like, well, what happened exactly? Did he beat cancer? Because it couldn't be because of his work.
Yeah. Man, he's giving work. A standing O to Kevin
Nealon. You know, everybody gets a standing O on the show, and they're all good. I like them all, but I have a special place in my heart for Elliot Yamin.
You stood and the camera found you.
Yes.
Because it finds the celebrities in the crowd.
It has a knack for doing that.
Now, most folks in the crowd, celebrities, are accompanied by 9 and 10 year olds. You had a 37-year-old woman to your right, and that was it. Well, what happened? You don't have kids.
No, I don't. Every child is my child. Unlike you, I like kids. And
yeah, people. No, I like them. I like them too.
No, I like the show. I'm not bringing my kids there to entertain them.
Shouldn't you have grabbed a couple of 9 year olds just so you had a reason to be there? Do you know what I mean?
Do you
understand how gay it looks to see a 44-year-old man just stand there? No contact.
44.
Whatever you are.
38.
No,
it's...
SNL when you're 19?
You know what? I'm honest. I go because I enjoy the show. I don't have to have the beard of children.
I thought it was a little weird for you to have that sign, though, that said, Elliot Yamin is king.
I actually had a little, like, 3x7 card that said Chicken Little.
But let me...
They didn't pick that up.
Let me explain something, Nealon. You know when you're honest and you go like, hey man, look, I'm not going to lie to you. I enjoy American Idol.
Yeah.
I'm a 40. How old are you, seriously?
28.
I'm a 48-year-old man who enjoys American
48.
Idol.
48.
52.
I'm a 41-year-old man who enjoys American Idol. I'm not going to lie to you. It sounds great, but it's really like saying, look, I'm into 9-year-old boys. I'll tell y'all, look in the eye, and if anyone else wants to ask, I'll tell them the same thing.
See, let me explain something to you, Adam. You have gone beyond... life's appreciation. I mean, here's an opportunity for somebody to come from Oklahoma or wherever and to become a mainstay of an American Idol.
Right.
And I think Elliot Yamin...
I agree. I'm a fan of his, too, but there are things called TV sets. You probably have one in your home. You will then turn it on from the comfort and safety of your own self, and you won't have to be humiliated in the audience.
Let me explain something to you, Adam. Television sets is not life. That's staying home. That's hibernating. I like to go out and be there.
Okay.
I like to live life.
Nealon, you just crossed the line.
You don't come in here and attack the people like Adam and myself who like the TV.
I'm this close so to negative. Yelling good day at you twice, and then the second one will be louder. Okay?
Good day,
doesn't scare you, huh? Oh, really? You want it then?
Louder.
You want it?
Yeah.
All right. First one. Good day. I said good day!
But do you bid me good day?
I bid you adieu!
Oh, I said good day!
Kevin Nealon in studio. Kevin, we need to take a break. I want you to hang out for one more break if you can. Can you do that?
Yeah, and I want to talk to you about something.
I thought we agreed. No contact during the breaks.
Okay.
No, we'll talk. Kevin Nealon's going to hang out. We're going to play some Ask Kiss Rodeo.
Oh,
with
nice.
Nealon, because he's the first. He broke the cherry on Ask Kiss Rodeo. He was the first celebrity to play that. Also, a new game called Rich Man, Poor Man. It's not really a game. It's more observations. I realize there's certain things that rich people and poor people have in common. I'll give you a list of those. Perhaps you can think of some yourself. We'll be back.
Who can ride that brown-nosed beast? Saddle up and take your seat. Grab an eyebrow and hold on tight. You gotta kiss Adam's ass just right.
Let's begin. Chuck Norris, greatest martial artist to ever make a movie.
Without a doubt, the only thing that could trump Norris would be if you were to take any sort of martial arts. Then Chuck would have to hide from you.
That's right.
I think you have the raw skill.
Wow.
He's good. He's good.
It's a little game that we play.
Jeff Probst, by the way.
You gotta be careful what you say. You can't have opinions of your own on Ask Kiss Rodeo.
Well, Kevin Nealon, in studio. Who was that? Zach?
Yep.
That was Zach?
That's the people's champion.
Yeah. Oh, that was Zach?
Yeah.
Oh, that well, that wasn't...
Probst.
That wasn't Probst.
Probst is the celebrity champion.
Sorry. All right. Zach, let me ask you something. Is that... Do you have to draw that line through the Z? It's weird. Some people do that. You know, they draw the Z, and then they draw a line through it.
So where'd they pick that up, I wonder?
I don't know. Maybe Brusca got it in finishing school in the south of France.
They do it for the zero, too, so it's not confused with an O.
Yeah, I know. I will do 40 minutes on that and start screaming if you get me going on the little O I have on my cell phone with the slash to it, so it looks like an 8 when I'm trying to find someone's number so I don't confuse it with a letter. All right. Anyway, now I'm angry. Sorry. Kevin Nealon. The other one, they do this thing in front of that they don't do in school that some people do. Some people do a 7 with the line.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I had a friend that liked to draw 7s, but that the front part of the 7, the highest part of 7, used to like to come down a little, like it was a cap, like a visor he pulled down in front of it. Then he'd do a line in the middle, which turned it into a 9. And that's right. How he would leave me phone numbers. He was an old roommate. Nine. Yes, thank you very much.
You know, you don't want anybody confusing the 7. You can confuse other numbers, but not the 7.
That's right. Kevin Nealon, king of the setup. Kevin Nealon here, Weeds, Showtime. Congratulations on that second season coming in August. Also cute. Going to be at the Comedy and Magic Club in Hermosa Beach. We're going to play some Ass Kiss Rodeo with Kevin. Kevin was the first celebrity to play with us. I want to just prime your pump for a second for rich man, poor man, so you people at home can think about it and call us in. If you have one, Kevin can do the same. Then we'll play some Ask Us Rodeo. Then we'll get to the rich man, poor man. These are things that I discovered one day during some quiet moments, Kevin, that rich people and poor people are more alike than we think, and they share certain things. For instance, an outdoor shower. I thought, if you have an outdoor shower, you're either really rich or super poor. Middle class people don't ever shower outside.
That's true.
You're either showering at the beach or you have one in your cabana and your third pool. Another one would be like multiple cars. Rich people have a bunch of cars. Poor people have a bunch of cars. They're on blocks. They're rusting out. They're on the lawn. But poor people have 5-6 cars. Rich people have 5-6 cars. But the middle class... 2 cars.
At least. That's how it goes. At the most, 2 cars.
Yes. Yeah, sometimes 1.5. Yeah. Point is if you can think of an example of this, I'll give you one more. How about being driven to the airport? Rich people get driven to the airport, and poor people have a family member drive them to the airport. Rich person has a town car, chauffeur, limo, take them to the airport. Middle class drives, parks, gets on the shuttle, whatever it is.
Yeah.
See, only rich man, poor man. Are you with it?
Yeah, I like that. That's so a good area.
Give it some thought. Thank you. I have many more, and if you have any examples,
How about drug addicts and sick people?
That's a very good one.
Yeah.
But that's a different game.
No.
Is that rich man, poor man?
No,
yeah,
it is.
That's true.
No, it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
No. I mean, yeah?
Yeah, I think so.
No.
No, maybe not.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Okay. All right. Fantastic.
Hey. It's Ass Kiss Rodeo.
Slid into it. We backed into Ass Kiss Rodeo, which you never want to do.
We went from one game to another.
Kevin Nealon, let me tell you, I am tickled pink. Thank you. About Rosie O'Donnell joining the cast of The View.
I think
she's great.
That's a great addition right there. I mean, you've got so many different personalities on that show, and I think she could only add to the mix.
She's going to drive that show into the ground. She's going to ruin that show.
Yeah. Yeah. She is.
Sorry.
No?
Let me give you some possible, answers.
Okay.
You should have been hired. You, Adam Carolla, should have been hired for that show. They were smart.
Oh, okay.
They were smart.
Well, if you gave
me
a little more time,
genius.
I would have gotten there.
Well, again, what do we ask? The bull to stop so that the cowboy can ride himself?
If you were sitting in my chair, you would have had the right answer because that's how smart you are.
Mm. He's earned a second
chance. It's back on. Elliot Yameen. I love that guy from for American Idol. Yeah, he's great.
Good. Well, you've got a good taste in music. You know, yeah. You really know what's good and who deserves the.
On the other hand, I think he may be tone deaf. He can't carry a tune.
No. Yeah, you'd be good on that show. You'd be like really. But you would do it the way you want to do it because you call the shots.
Yeah.
And you're not looking to please people like myself.
Dennis Miller, best weekend update anchor ever.
Yeah. Very good. One of the best.
One of. I'd say yeah, the best.
The best. But you know who would be better? You. Am I getting there?
Yeah.
Keep that music going.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear it stopping.
All right.
You'd be a good banjo player.
Freeform. I like it.
It's turned surreal now. Yeah. Let's see. What is it? Yes. Mission Impossible. That looks good. I'm looking forward to MI3.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, Mission Impossible, it's not impossible. It's not impossible because it's completed every time we see it.
I know. You're talking much about the movie. You went 4 seconds without working me into that. I'm so much better than Tom Cruise. I could kick his ass. I should be in Mission Impossible 4.
That's where I draw the line.
What would be impossible would be for Tom Cruise to kick Carolla's ass.
Right. Mission Impossible, make Adam Carolla unattractive. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. That is impossible.
Again, I don't want to put words in your mouth.
No, you're not. I mean, that's what I thought when I walked in here.
No. I mean, yeah. I mean, okay. Fantastic.
No. I think you're the best. You'd be good at everything. Anything you do, you would be the best at.
Well,
but
now.
You can't be everywhere. You cannot be everywhere, and that's the problem. And that's why I'm a proponent of cloning. No, I'm serious.
Do you have any more? I have a few more rich man, poor man things to add to the list. See if we have any. I think this song has something to do with being rich or poor, right?
I know I'd go from rags to riches.
Yeah, yeah. Ricky has one that's on my list, but I'll let him talk about it. Ricky?
Hey, Adam, what's happening?
Hey, you have a rich man, poor man for us?
Yeah, I do.
Mm-hmm.
Outdoor furniture.
Yeah, so things that are upholstered in outdoors.
Yeah.
Right. Having. I mean, you've really arrived when you have a beautiful outdoor sofa by your pool and in the cabana or whatever. But then there's also the sofa that's on the white trash Kentucky porch. Yeah. It's things that are upholstered in outdoors. Yes, Ricky?
You're right. Exactly. That's what I was thinking.
Nice job, buddy. Good luck with the methadone.
All right.
How about this? How about spending the day in your pajamas?
Oh, see that? That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's
super rich guys walk around in their pajamas, silk house coat. You know, they have their monogrammed, whatever, and then poor guys actually go about their day in their pajamas. They'll go to the liquor store and buy lottery tickets.
Yeah,
buy a 40-ouncer. No wallet. Rich man, poor.
That's
rich guy has the sterling silver money clip with his initials engraved, and poor guy has a couple of singles stuffed into his sweatpants.
Yeah, that's a perfect example right there.
We're not doing. We're doing rich man, poor. We're not doing.
You are so good at this, Adam.
No. We switch gears.
I'm switching it.
This is too hard. You stay with Ask This Rodeo. Okay. I'm going to stay with this.
You see, you're good like that. You know how to call the shots.
How about eating wild game? You know, you're rich, you go out wild boar hunting, right. Shoot pheasant, whatever, or you just eat squirrel.
Yeah, same thing.
How about that? How about having kids out of wedlock?
Yeah.
You get a lot of the teenagers in high school, and then you like you have the Garner and Affleck and the NBA stars and everything.
Well, speaking of that, I have one.
Mm.
A love for cheap hookers.
Yes. Yeah, you do.
Right?
You do. There is a thing, Charlie Sheen. When you get so rich, there's a part of you that just wants to slum it. It's like sometimes guys that are super rich drive really beat up crappy cars. It's kind of cool. It makes a statement.
How about this one real quick? Remote controls for your television set. I'm not good at this game. I gave it a shot. You know, I threw myself out there, but no, I'm not good at it.
How about this one? How about crazy names like Thurston? Thurston is either, you know, the third or, you know, Rich goes way back, or he's the guy with the mullet who's in the drunk tank.
That's borderline right there. That's not as good as the wallet one, but I like it.
But you got to believe better than the remote control, I think, which is just...
That was just a test to make sure you guys weren't saying yeah.
Okay. How about a cocktail before noon?
Just a
nice cocktail in the morning. Long driveway. Either it's that long drive, broken down, you know, dog sleeping in it, dirt everywhere, tumbleweeds, or it's the big, long, circular one. Let's see. No wallet, kids. Let's see. Yes. Living in a hotel.
Good.
Either you've paid a monthly rate and you're just, you know, doing crank in there, or you're just Howard Hughes, filthy, stinking rich. Let's see if we have any, wow, this is a good one. This a caller. Aaron?
Hey now, Adam.
What do you have?
Neighborhood with a lot of boats parked in driveways.
Yeah. Just having a boat in general. If you have a boat, you're either some Greek tycoon or you're the guy who's just going bassing.
Yeah, but the boat wouldn't be in the driveway if you were really
rich. Right. That's true. Here's one. Two washing machines. If you're really rich, you have a couple of washing machines in the house. If you're really poor, you might have one in the house, and you have another one rusting out in the yard. Not for you, or
it's not as good as the wallet one, but I like it. You know, okay. I'll accept that one because you're good at what you do.
Okay, thank you, Tim.
Tim,
yes,
yeah. How about empty refrigerators?
You're staying with the durable goods theme and going with refrigerator. Yes, multiple refrigerators. Another one of those rich guy, poor guy
and
jobs.
Empty.
Yeah, if you're poor, your kid suffocates in the one that's in the backyard. And if you're rich, you have a little mini one in the mini bar by the pool, and then one upstairs at the bar. Yes.
But what about poor people have an empty refrigerator because they can't afford the food, and then you have rich people that don't have anything in the refrigerator because they eat out all the time.
Interesting. It's an interesting take on it, but I think the multiple ones. Here's a good one. Dennis?
Yeah. How about more than one TV in the same room?
That's true, because if you're super poor, sometimes you have the TV where the sound is broken and the other one where the picture's broken.
Yeah.
So you stack. I used to go to a barber shop that had this. Had like an old Zenith 27-inch at the bottom that just had the picture. And then the one with the sound on it that sat on top of it. And then, of course, the ubiquitous vice grips to change the channel.
Yeah. What about crazy hair?
Crazy hair's one, too. You're either that
mullet.
Sort of crazy Trump thing or you got the mullet. Well, what do you think, Neilan? Rich man, poor man.
I think that's a great area. I think you should explore that a little bit more. I think that could be an ongoing thing.
Well, it will with your endorsement.
I'm thinking.
Have another one.
How about immigrants?
I got one.
Immigrants?
Yeah.
Immigrants working at the house or immigrants
living in the United States?
Oh, so you're either
from
some
Italy,
sheik from some OPEC nation.
Yeah.
Or you're currently working on my house right now.
Yeah.
That's good.
A good one.
Broad, but it's good. Yeah. Yes,
I got one that a poor man or a rich man does.
Mm-hmm.
They beat up their wives.
Oh, that's true.
Mm.
That's nice.
Yeah,
that's
you know what? Nice.
That's
a lot of
women.
Yeah, a lot of gunplay. A lot of gunplay at the house.
Slap them around.
Yeah, because one guy's robbing liquor stores, but the other guy's just pulling out the revolver that John Wayne gave to him that's nickel-plated, and it somehow goes off in the hooker's face.
I got one for you. Foreign language.
Yeah. Yep. No. Right.
So
multiple. Bilingual.
Yeah.
Warming up.
Yeah.
Well, when you start,
smart and rich.
When you start with TV remote.
I wanted to start from somewhere where I could build.
Actually, the one he told me off the air was toilet seat. I said, well, I think even the poorest of... All right, we will... No, but I will modify that. Exotic toilet seat. You know, the poor people have a weird padded one or the wood one or something like that. And then the rich guy, like I have the one that Kimmel gave me that squirts me in the tuchus.
Oh, I like that one.
It's beautiful.
How about glue? Poor man sniffs the glue. Rich man uses the glue. I got thousands of them, man.
Oh, he's got millions of them. I'll tell you, if you want more of that kind of comedy, and I don't know who would, you can find him at the Comedy Magic Club in Hermosa Beach coming up May 18th, 19th, and 20th. Also, Weeds, everybody, back on Showtime for another fantastic season starting in August. Kevin Nealon. Dear friend, thank you very much. Dick Vitale, Dickie V.
You're the best, Adam. I had a really good time here.
Okay, we're done. That's enough. We're fine. We're cool now. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back with Dick Vitale after this.
Hey, fellas, how are you?
Thanks for being a part of the show, Dickie.
An inspiration for everybody out there who chases a dream and fights odds, whether it be Jimmy Brusca's fight for respect on the show or Big Tad who struggles with the idea of eating his co-workers. You should know it can be done. Just stay in school.
Great Dick Vitale. ESPN college basketball, that's where he know him from. But I'll tell you, his knowledge knows no bounds.
Life doesn't end because the college basketball season does. Dickie V goes right ahead.
Yes, he does. So does Roger. Roger? Roger, do you have a question for Dave Damashek?
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to know if he talks like that off the air.
No, this is just my impression, my homage to Adam Carolla. 4 hours a day, 20 hours a week.
There is a similarity there.
He sounds like Tony Randall off the air. You ever see that Grey Poupon commercial?
I sure have.
Yeah, he sounds like the guy who's in the white Bentley.
I was going to say a cross between you and Howard Cosell, maybe.
Oh, how flattering. Some people might take offense. I love it.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it just sounds a little forced. So
now it does. It sounds like me, but what are you gonna do? The guy's good, you know. I mean, sometimes when I close my eyes, I think, wait a minute, am I talking? Is that me?
No, that's me in your bedroom. I sneak in the middle of the night.
Well, maybe a little more exaggerated.
Yeah, I think, wow, that could be me, and then I think, well, it's been a while. And I haven't heard anything funny. Must not be me, because something funny was bound to come out after a few minutes.
Nope.
I kid because I love, because he's that secure. Skin like an armadillo. Dave Damashek, everybody. Dickie V.
What's up, party people?
Dickie, we're big fans, and we're so excited to have you back on the program.
Oh, well, you know, I'm a lover of the college basketball, but it goes beyond that, like you said. It's the movie. It's movie time, baby.
Yeah, that's the big sport.
Yeah, we got the summer blockbusters coming on, and we just thought, you know, Dick is such a great personality that we have to get him involved with the show, so why not have him weigh in, because we're right at the beginning, right at the precipice of the summer blockbuster season. Why not have him weigh in on Fridays, tell us what we can look forward to, make predictions, so on and so forth. So what do you think, Dickie V? What do you like?
Well, yeah, first of all, let me tell you, it's not easy for me, Adam. I'm not allowed in many theaters anymore.
Oh, really?
Back in the 70s, Dickie V and his buddy Jim Valvano got caught doing the popcorn trick.
Wow. You put a hole in the bottom of the popcorn bucket and put your Johnson through it.
I don't even want, you know, the lawsuit's still pending, but forgive and forget, I say.
Well, what do you like? I mean, we got the Pirates of the Caribbean, X-Men, Superman. It's all coming.
I'll give you my final four blockbuster movies according to box office gross. Mm-hmm. And coming in number four, May 26th release, X-Men. What do you think of this movie?
Can't wait.
It's for nerds, for me. Oh, I don't like all that crap. Wolverine.
Yeah, superheroes. It's outrageous.
It is ridiculous. Well, it's ridiculous for men who like... Look, at a certain, about the time you don't think booze and women taste bad is about the time you should give up the superhero worship. You know, there's a point in your life when you get a shot of whiskey and you're like, ugh! Or you get a shot of a woman, it's like, ugh!
You don't like superheroes. You don't like baseball. Why don't you leave the country, Stalin?
I'm not going to go any further until that guy uses his real voice, first of all.
Use your real voice.
Listen, Adam, you could get by Hugh Jackman if you don't like Halle Berry. That Famke Janssen, that's what it's all about, baby.
Yeah,
that's
Famke.
That's the surfer I'm looking at.
Famke Janssen is smoking hot. I'm back on the X-Men train, by the way, now.
I think it's going to come to number four because Famke, basically because she has a bigger rack than your lesbian producer, Brusca.
Oh, yeah. But
I don't even know the guy, but it's going to carry the day.
But whose areolas are bigger? That's the real question.
Good question. All right, coming in at number three. You know, I'm a bald man. I'm going to admit you all know that.
Mm-hmm.
The Da Vinci Code, though, what's going on? What's going on with Tom Hanks' hair?
I know. He looks like Al Sharpton. It's freaking me out.
Yeah, I'll take it one further. I think they strung together 10,000 of Corolla's eyebrows and slapped it on his nose.
Wow. Now you've crossed the line. So.
I went even higher, but it's number three because of the eyebrows.
Oh, God knows what my future with these brows are going to be like, because every old man I see has crazy eyebrows, and I imagine not everyone had crazy eyebrows in their 30s and 40s. So at some point, they're going to make a second move. They're going to shift into overdrive, and then that's it.
What do I do? Do I just let him talk? Or do I...
No, it's sorry, Dickie. I'm sorry. It's your segment. I'm
all
sorry.
Right, no, number two, Mission Impossible 3. You've been talking about it a while.
Yeah.
It's much anticipated.
Hold on. Let us laugh for a minute.
Well, Dickie B likes, you know, he likes to go on and on.
I'll tell you, we both love the sound of our own voice and hate yours.
I'm sorry. I got to get through this.
Sorry, Dickie. Go ahead.
Mission Impossible 3. Tom Cruise. Philip Seymour Hoffman. Freeze it right there. Cruising Capote? What's going on here? The impossible mission is for Hoffman to stay away from that fruitcake cruise and his Scientologist super soaker.
Oh, wow.
Did Dickie B made any gay jokes yet?
Nice. I think that may have been it.
All right, fine. And number one, you got to take that's May 15th, June 30th. Superman returns. You gotta admire the strength and determination. Superman, he's a 3D man. He drives, he draws, he dishes. What a story. Man gets thrown off a horse. He's wheelchair bound for years. Declared legally dead. Comes back to fight the evil Lex Luthor. That is the definition of a PC player in my book. A primetime player.
Wow. Yeah. I didn't see the clips or read the script, but I'm not sure. I don't think it's exactly that. But Dick Vitale, everybody. Nice job, buddy.
Superman cuts down the net June 30th.
Cuts down the net. Solid work as usual, Dickie V.
Thank you, fellas. Stay in school or go to the movies, one or the other.
We appreciate you being part of the program, the great Dick Vitale. We need to take ourselves a break. Wow, another sports legend, John Madden, is going to be calling in. Next break, we have news and sports. Republican Richard Martin, the Republican from Ohio, is going to be coming in later, too. All that still coming up.
The team that scores the most points usually is the winner. And I've looked and looked and looked. And I've never found a time where that isn't the case.
Uh-huh.
But I'm pretty sure that it... I mean, if that's where you put your cashola,
right.
You're going to be... you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. The coach, John Madden.
From Dickie V to John Madden. Two legends.
It's going to be calling in. It's going to be on the blower, I think, during your sports, Dave. If Brusca... Brusca doesn't squeeze it. Doesn't squeeze all the life out of it.
Lesbians aren't into football. I'm chubby or I'm a lesbian.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd rather have John Madden talk than Damashek. All right, keep it quiet, creep.
Also, we're going to have an 89-year-old woman who's doing some hang gliding who's going to be calling in. She did the parachute thing. I don't want to bust her chops, but it was that tandem thing. And they do that thing in the news. 90-year-old grandfather of 15 skydives. And then you realize he's strapped to the chest of a 22-year-old guy. And look, that's essentially a fanny pack. That's a leather fanny pack that's been strapped to. That's not skydiving.
You know who does that a lot? Bush Sr.
Yes.
You seen that?
Yes. Mm-hmm. You being strapped to the chest of a professional when he does anything does not mean you did it. I did not play Major League Baseball if I ride Barry Bonds' piggyback in the outfield while he shags fly balls. Corolla makes the big leagues. Mm-hmm. No, anytime you duct tape yourself to somebody who then does whatever it is you're doing, that
and
just
makes
you a hostage.
And how about this? If you say, hey, I just ran the marathon, and it takes you more than 4.5 hours.
You didn't do it.
You didn't do the marathon. You just walked the course.
Again, I will eventually cover 26 miles just walking back and forth to my car. Should I announce when I get to 26 miles that I've covered a marathon? Please, you people sicken me. Anyway, she's a delight.
Stop
she's
doing
gonna be
stuff and watch TV.
Thank you. Thank you. They do this all the time. You know, they do. We got a water skiing squirrel up next. And then you go, well, I got to see this. And then they show the squirrel, which has been duct taped to a piece of wood and is being dragged upside down behind a boat.
And it's dead.
It's been dead for 4 years. All right. Anyway, this 89-year-old woman is hang gliding. I don't know if she's strapped to somebody. And as a matter of fact, where does it end? She straps herself to an old person. He straps himself to Bush, and then they all strap themselves to a professional. Be like a family of possum jumping out of a plane. All right, Claudia.
Yeah.
No one beats up a guest before they come on the program like the Ace Man. Claudia DeFalco now with her news.
President Bush's approval ratings have dropped to a brand new low, with only 32% of Americans approving his job performance. Recent gas price.
I say it has to switch to disapproval rating when it goes under 50%. I know I brought this up before. It's more humiliating.
I'll make a call later.
I'm George W. Bush, and I approve this message.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Recent gas prices, the hikes, they were partially responsible for this. You know, someone told me yesterday who just got back from London that in the UK, because we're complaining, in the UK, it's $10 for a gallon of gas.
I know. And then they interview people at the pump. It's the top of every news story. What are your plans to deal with this 22-cent rate hike? I'm canceling. Well, first thing I'm doing is I'm moving closer to work, and then I started riding tandem on parachuters. Guys would drag me into work, and then we've canceled our vacation plans. We were going to go to Tahoe this summer. No way now, because the minivan only gets 36 miles a gallon, and Tahoe is a full 186 miles from where you live. So that's $4. Both ways. Yes, I'm moving. I'm killing myself. I'm moving into work. I'm now going to live at work. I'm going to start taking dirigibles into work. People, how about you make an extra $11 a week, and we call it good? How about that?
Well, here's someone who's going to be making a lot more a week. Rumors have been circulating that Rosie O'Donnell will be named the new co-host of The View, replacing Meredith Vieira.
I am gay.
Well,
I'm a lesbian. I'm a homosexual gay lesbian.
I'm going to be watching that. I'm going to watch that like I watch a police chase.
Me too.
I just can't wait. It's going to be a long build-up and then a huge blowout. Someone's going to hit some spike strips. Someone's going to get their ass kicked. It's going to be great.
Hopefully it's going to be Star Jones.
Yes.
All right. Guess what is new in the G-string capital of the world? Rio Brasil. Female-only pink-striped subway cars. This is a new scheme to stop groping and other unwanted sexual advances. Tokyo and Mexico City also provide women-only public transportation.
Yeah, it would be. But now there's going to be a lot of guys. There's a lot of trannies in Brazil, right? That's the best nationality, by the way, if you're going tranny. If you're going transsexual, you know, you don't want to go Samoan or something like that. You don't want to go Italian, you know, a bunch of guys with hair on their back. The Brazilian, the guys are almost as good as the chicks. I would have, you know, they're tall, they're dark skinned, they're hairless. You're practically your home. You do a little tuck and wobble and you're home.
I'd rather be with a Brazilian tranny than any of the girls on The View.
That's a pretty good point. I think if you ask most straight Americans, that hot Brazilian tranny or any of the number of the women from The View, I think
call
they'd go tranny.
Homos.
I would, I'd just be watching out for trannies. I'd do a junk check on every one of those rides.
You know, you guys don't have to be with the trannies in Brazil or the girls on The View because you guys are lucky enough to have Bruskin here every morning.
That's true.
I'm chubby or I'm a lesbian.
It's like someone took the entire cast of The View and a couple of trannies from Brazil and put them in a Cuisinart.
Claudia, you know it's your last day this week, right?
You know I love you. I kid because I love.
That's right.
Lots of movies opening this weekend, including Stick It. Listen to this trailer.
In theaters this weekend.
Every day, I break the law of gravity.
The one movie that'll make you think.
Let's get out of here.
How did this guy get another job? From the writer of Bring It On.
Welcome to the Vickerman Gymnastics Academy.
What is she doing here?
Stick It.
Oh, goody.
If you've seen the trailer, then you've seen the movie.
Call me.
Stalk you.
That was clever.
Dude, how do we not know about this sport?
We're not telling you how to spend your weekend.
Stick it.
But if you go see this movie, you're retarded.
Oh, my God.
Stick it. Wait for DVD. Or better yet, just do laundry.
I'll tell you how sad it is. I would. Here's my mentality. I'm going to see that. Not in the theaters, but mark my words. I will see that. And the sadder part, I will enjoy it. And I will enjoy it more than Thank You for Not Smoking. Isn't that a sad commentary on my brain?
Oh, I'm Claudia DeFalco, and I'm done.
Yes, you are.
It's time for Dave Damashek's number one sports. Number one sports.
DeFalco was,
do it, Dave.
DeFalco was stunned by Carolla's pronouncement of saying Stick It. She didn't know what to do.
I will enjoy it.
Now, NBA playoffs, L.A.'s best team, the Clippers, missed out on a chance to go up 3-0 in their playoff series against the Nuggets. The Clips lost it by 7. They get another shot Saturday night. Tonight, though, Sacramento hosts the Spurs at 7, and at 7:30, the Kobe's get the Phoenix Suns at the Staples Center. Stanley Cup playoffs last night. that almost nobody is paying attention to. The Anaheim Mighty Ducks, they dumped Calgary in overtime. That series is tied at 2. Meantime, the San Jose Chichos take care of Nashville. They lead their series 3-1. Bad news for college football. Best broadcaster in the sport, Keith Jackson, after 4 decades, hanging it up, which makes me now the heir apparent to America's top sports broadcaster. I want to say to all the people that I'm humbled by the opportunity, and I assure you that I will work hard to maintain the sublime level that I reach every day.
I don't know what heir apparent means. That means sucking bad? Is it French?
I
heir
think so.
Apparent? I don't know what that means. It means sucking?
Right, I think so.
Oh, okay.
Right?
All right.
And also, I can't wait for this weekend. NFL draft. Even better for us on the West Coast. 9 a.m. it comes on. This is the most tedious thing to watch on TV, and yet I will spend the entire weekend watching it pantsless. But
will you be wearing a jersey? Seriously, be honest.
That's it. Just
will
a
you
jersey.
Don a that Steelers
be,
jersey?
That may be the only thing I put on. No, I'm not one of these people. I'm not one of these people who...
You're not? Oh, yes.
I don't...
You're the leader of those people.
I have never painted a face. I have never worn a jersey 3,000 miles away because for some, as though it's somehow going to affect
do
the outcome
or,
of a game.
Do
I'm
you not,
not one of
own
people.
A terrible towel?
I do, but I wave it when I go to the games. That's all.
Will you have it out on Saturday
no,
for the draft?
No. Listen, I'm not one of these people in arrested 11-year-old boy. Listen.
Why? It's just talk about Terry Bradshaw and X-Men. In Star Wars.
All right, creep. Now, here's the thing. Yes. I've been singing about with the draft here tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I'm 35 years of age. I wish to make this announcement right now. Come on in. Some media members are here for this announcement. I've been doing a lot of soul searching now, and don't get me wrong, I enjoy this and everything. And here comes the press. Come on in here. I don't want to look back in 20 years and say, what if?
Mm-hmm.
You know, for that reason, I want to say here and now, I would like to make myself eligible for this year's NFL draft.
Wow. Now, what if you were drafted by one of the Steelers' arch enemies? What if the Cleveland Browns got hold of you?
I would appreciate it, but I would not accept the offer. Next question.
What number would you be?
11. Next question.
What about endorsements?
I'm open to it. Next question. Please, you too. Any other media?
Why do you
members?
Sound so much like Adam Carolla? And when's he going to be eligible for the draft?
Sadly, his time has passed. He's past his prime. I don't want to fall into the same boat.
All right. Well, you know, we have...
Let's go. Yeah, let's go.
We have a guest on the phone.
The big news in the NFL this week, the return of Brett Favre. A lot of debate if he was going to retire or not. He's decided to come back. His biggest fan.
Yes. John Madden. John?
Brett Favre.
Yeah, you're really walking on sunshine, aren't you, John?
Yeah. I mean, I can sing any song with Brett Favre's name. Brett Favre, ooh, you didn't mean to make me cry, but now you're back and I don't care about anyone else. Brett Favre, there's no one else matters.
Well, Madden was crestfallen last time we spoke to him because he heard Favre was going to retire, and he didn't know what he was going to do with himself. Now Favre has said he's going to play at least one more year.
Yeah, I after that I thought, you know, that's the end of the world. I went and I duct taped myself to someone hang gliding, I'd heard about that before. Then I thought, hey, why not try that myself? And you know where I got the duct tape? Ace Hardware, the great Ace.
But you know, helpful hardware man.
Yeah, and ladies.
Yeah.
But I think that, you know, if a league without Brett Favre is. I mean, that's a Brett Favre-less league, and we don't want that, and nobody wants that. And, you know, I mean, with the draft coming up, I wish that there, you know, somebody could be the next Brett Favre, and that's what I'm hoping in this draft.
Well, they say that he's like a linebacker in a quarterback's body.
Definitely. I mean, What a great one. He's just unbelievable.
We got to get the clone in Brett Favre so every team can have a Brett Favre at QB.
Yeah, they haven't cloned a human yet. They've cloned sheep.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they haven't cloned a human. And I like to think of Brett Favre as a wolf in sheep's clothing. So I think maybe they could hear him.
Now, the Texas QB, Vince Young, he is, they say, the next Brett Favre.
Yeah, they're saying, he might be. I don't know. I don't know if there could be another. I mean, he could be more of a Mike Vick or something like that. I don't know. But, Brett, I mean, you think about it and you hope. Because wouldn't it be great if you had another Brett Favre? I mean, if you get drafted number one or number two or number three, or you can go all the way down the line. But if you change your name to Brett Favre, I think it makes you that much better.
That would be smart.
Probably.
Yeah, you could be a slow, fat nose tackle, but you change your name to Brett Favre, you might go in the first round sometime.
Boom, you're there.
Boom.
It's name recognition, just like in the presidential election.
How about we just keep going with this and terrorists change your name to Brett Favre and diseases change your name to Brett Favre?
Palatable. Then.
More palatable. Yeah. Right. Yeah, it's not AIDS anymore. It's Brett Favre.
I was killed by Brett Favre. What an honor.
Yeah, it's confusing for the authorities,
That would be honorable. I mean, dying with honor. I mean, if you got killed by Brett Favre because of Brett Favre, boom. I would like to go that way.
Who do you think's more popular, Jesus or Brett Favre?
Man, that's a big one.
You want a few minutes? Or?
Well, Jesus died for our sins, and Brett Favre played another year for our goodness. It's two different things. One's a boatload of apples, and the other one is a turkey full of oranges.
Said that myself many times.
Yeah, I mean, it's an old saying. I don't know.
Right. Well, Coach,
I don't mean to go cliche.
No. Coach, I want to thank you for calling in and being a part of the program. I know many other shows are trying to get hold of you, and I appreciate you doing ours this morning.
Absolutely.
Again, good news. Brett Favre, another year, and another stay of execution. A call from the government for John Madden. The governor called in and said, you have one more year to live. The great John Madden. Republican Richard Martin from Ohio. He's representing from Ohio. He's going to come in here next. We'll take a little break. Also, we have the 89-year-old woman who's going to be riding on the hang glider who I made fun of for 10 minutes 10 minutes ago. So see how that goes after this.
He doesn't like gays. He loves God. He's a Christian on a mission. Conservative. He's pro-life. He's pro-war. He doesn't trust blacks. Says they're lazy and poor. He's Richard Martin, the Republican. He thinks a suit and tie should be every guy's uniform. And he loves freedom as long as we all conform.
A lot of drug use up there in Seattle. They got a drug problem up there. Their biggest monument's a needle.
He's ultra-white, his ass is tight, and he hates the liberal media. He's Richard Martin, a Republican.
Yeah, Richard Martin, Republican from Ohio. Good to have you on the show again, Richard.
Thank you, Adam. God darn it, I appreciate you having me on. And I was having fun listening to you in the car doing the rich man, poor man thing. And that.
Yeah, let me just reset that for people that may not have caught it. We were playing a game called Rich Man, Poor Man, the stuff that rich people and poor people sort of share.
Sure.
Like an outdoor shower. Rich people have an outdoor shower and super poor people take a shower outdoors or multiple cars.
There seem to be similarities on the surface, yet there's always a twist because there is a difference between rich and poor, thank God.
Right.
Thank God.
Do you have any you'd like to contribute?
Well, just some thoughts off the top of my head. You know, if you're rich, you have a bunch of great pool cues. If you're poor, you have one fantastic one.
I know.
No?
Well,
shocking.
Neilan said TV remotes.
This guy is wildly out of touch. You can't.
Yeah, I.
If you're rich, you hate gays. If you're poor, you go ahead and do something about it.
Well, that is kind of true. Yeah. You just talk about it if you're rich. Before you actually get into a pickup truck and urinate into a fire extinguisher. Yeah. Yeah.
If you're rich, you're tied to big oil. If you're poor, you're big and oily. I'm not, you know, God darn it, I'm not real good at the game, no, man, I mean, but I appreciate you having me
clearly
be
not a
part of it.
Clearly not a comedian.
Yeah.
Clearly. But I still appreciate the effort. You know, it's better than Nealon.
It's what America's all about, Adam. It's what America's all about.
No, that was very solid. By the way, Richard Martin is going to be joining us on the, Saturday, May 10th. Oh, Saturday, 10 p.m. Oh, this Saturday. Yeah, he's going to be, I'm sorry, both. He's going to be at the Improv Saturday. I don't know how you're going to go over with those tree huggers.
They've invited me to speak, and I welcome any opportunity to rub elbows with the liberals and change their state of mind.
Just be ready. It could be an ambush.
Yeah, you know, who knows? They're going to be zinging Putumayo CDs at me.
No, I mean, Bill Maher could, like, hit you with a bong or something.
You never know.
Be careful. It could be a trap. He's also going to be with us when we go over there on May 10th.
Wednesday, May 10th.
That's right. All right. So let's just talk about some topics. And again, people say, why do you have this guy on your program? And I say, we have to offer an alternative viewpoint. And also, it makes for a spirited debate. So let's get started.
These are heady days for the Republicans.
Yeah.
So
let's get started with
we got our work cut out.
Big oil. You know, we cut Medicaid and then we give tax breaks to oil companies. Do you think that's fair? How do you defend that?
Well, you know, Adam, the last time I checked, my car didn't run on poor people.
It runs over poor people, but it doesn't run on poor people.
I got actually one of those bush protector things on the front of
you
it.
Get the just, big grill. Big just, safari grill.
You know, one of the homeless folks, they get out of their boxes and makes a run towards me. It's almost like hitting a melon. You know, I don't know what you want. You liberals, you think that the world runs on raspberries and cinnamon, you know. Yeah. It doesn't. It runs on oil and the exploited labor of poor people.
Exactly.
Do you want me to build an offshore hobo platform? What do you want?
No, you're very valid points. And
I think he's a jerk. I don't know why you just support him with this.
Well, because I feel like it's my job to be kind to all the guests and be somewhat impartial. Plus, I agree with him half the time. I know it's sad.
If we could convert the poor people's oiliness into a sustainable fuel.
Yeah, then we're talking about something.
Fit a hobo in a gas tank and we'll talk.
To me, but all right, sure.
Sure.
All right, here's another controversial subject: the troops. Why don't we send them to stop the genocide in the Sudan? Seems like we have them spread out everywhere, but where we really need them.
You know, folks say that, you know, there's kids over there, you know, 12-year-olds being forced into militias, you know, carrying machine guns. Mm-hmm. When I was 12, my dream was to have a real machine gun. Mm-hmm. You want to go crush the dreams of children.
Right. So it's like instead of that plastic one you were toting around.
Exactly.
They actually have real AK-47s over there.
Absolutely. You know, they say that they're, you know, some of the population is being starved. Mm-hmm. You know, they don't have enough food. Mm-hmm. Sure, you know, one of the solutions is to bring more food. But isn't the simpler solution to reduce the number of people that are hungry? So the food goes further?
Interesting.
Well, if I understand it correctly, isn't it the government there over in Darfur that's encouraging this sort of stuff?
Yeah, they are. You know, we would love to send our troops over there, but the government doesn't. They say that they don't want us there to enforce the peace.
Yeah, but that's like saying, well, like Hitler doesn't want us to kill the Jews, so we can't do anything about it.
We don't want to be impolite, David. It's their country. Listen, David, I ask you to stop putting the patchouli on your body, get rid of the tie-dyed t-shirt, and get with reality.
I'm sorry, it was wrong of me to stop
speaking
genocide.
Of patchouli, let me switch gears here, talk drugs for a second. Cancer patients say pot helps with the nausea. Why'd the FDA just say pot has no medical benefits, if that's true?
Adam, pot has no visible medical benefits for the pharmaceutical industry as we see it.
Yeah, but they're talking about the patients. They're not worried about the pharmaceutical. They're not worried about Pfizer and Upjohn. They're worried about the patients with cancer.
If you want to focus on the nausea of cancer patients, we can go into that whole little area. But let's talk about what's really at stake. Is a pharmaceutical rep being able to afford a third home on a golf course? You know, what about his needs?
Sure.
You want him to have to join a second-tier country club?
Yeah.
Is that what you want, Adam?
No, you're right.
Do you want him looking down at his feet in shame at a get-together?
Yeah, you're right. You know, I don't think these things through.
Yeah. You know, if they want to cure their nausea, these liberals, stop looking to Hillary Clinton.
Oh.
That would be my suggestion.
That's a dig. Now, that's a dig right there.
Are you a fan of Hillary?
Well...
You stand behind her, Adam, do you?
Well, I know. I got to say, I'm probably not a huge fan of her.
Adam, this is a gal. This is a gal who stood by her man.
Mm-hmm.
A man who inserted a cigar into an intern in the very room we declared an embargo on Cuban products.
Yeah, I see. Well, that's your problem.
If that's
with
not
it.
A traitor, I don't know what
it
is.
Yeah, I never thought about that. It probably was a Cuban cigar.
No respect, Adam.
Yeah, talk about symbolism. Yeah, powerful. It's very powerful.
Very powerful.
And what about global warming? This is in the news all over the place. Hey, you know, the Democrats say it's coming, and the Republicans say this is just pseudoscience. It doesn't exist. I don't know who to believe.
God made clouds. Why can't we?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You know, somebody released a study saying that by 2100, London and New York are going to be underwater. Come on. We'll all get on our yachts.
Well, no, but see, that's just the thing. We don't all have yachts. We saw what happened in New Orleans. The water jumped the levee. People didn't have yachts.
They're not swimmers, Adam. They're not swimmers.
Okay. Now, I think that's a racist comment there. I think that's meant
perhaps
to be
racist. Perhaps you could point out all of the great Olympians.
Who were of color?
Sure.
Ben Johnson?
Right. Yep. Ben Johnson.
Talking swimming? I'm talking swimming.
All right. You did. Touche.
But my point, Adam, is, if you look clean cut, you don't have any tattoos, we'll pull you up on the yacht.
Oh, I see. So if you're
we'll be having interviews if you don't
leave. So you're saying if you're in your yacht, 2100, maybe your kids are in your yacht.
Sure.
And someone's flailing about in the water. If they have blue eyes,
blue
they're welcome
eyes,
aboard.
A clean, discernible part in the hair.
Uh-huh. It's hard
welcome
to get
aboard,
that.
Matey.
I see.
Welcome aboard.
I see.
If I see an afro or a ring through a nose or I smell patchouli, bon voyage.
Well, I think that's a good note to go out on. Again, Damashek, go easy on the patchouli. I want to thank Republican Representative Richard Martin from the great state of Ohio. Yes.
Could I ask folks to visit askarepublican.com?
Please do. If you want to find out whether you agree with him or not, I think it's, let me just say this overall picture. A lot of you are Republican, a lot of you are Democrat. You just listen to people that basically spout out the rhetoric you've been spouting out your whole life. Get an alternative viewpoint. If you disagree with Richard Martin, go to his website, askarepublican.com. Check him out. You know?
There's video.
Take that challenge. I challenge you to do that. There's video on that.
Yeah, they can send me questions.
All right. My question would be, when are you going back to Ohio? It seems like your constituency would be upset that you never actually entered your own state.
You caught me off guard, Adam.
All right.
Well, you caught me off guard.
Let's just wrap it up. It was rhetorical anyway. Yeah. Republican Richard Martin, askarepublican.com. We'll be right back with the 89-year-old grandmother who's going hang gliding.
You're listening to the Adam Carolla Show. He's so hot.
Yeah, he's hot and out of time. Thank God our 89-year-old hang glider died. I don't know what happened.
Now everybody can just go take a nap real fast and then get ready for 12 midnight.
That's
Adam Carolla paying a visit to his old pal Jimmy Kimmel on his late night TV show.
Yes, I will be on tonight.
And in the nude, no less.
Well, let's not step on it. I mean, my junk, it hangs that low. Ellen?
Yes, I think you're so funny.
You're 80?
Yes, I'll be 80.
And you love the show?
I love the show. I love dirty jokes. I love how it's done. I love everything. You know, I love wrestling. I'm strictly a New Yorker.
You sound insane. What do you like most about me?
I like your funniness. I like to be. I like funny. I like dirty cards. I like everything dirty. I'm not.
All right. Tell us a dirty joke.
Hang on. You live in Los Angeles?
I live in Hawthorne.
I'll run over there and rub some of my filth on you after the show.
Oh, hallelujah! Praise the Lord.
Well, I don't care how old you are. Number's a number. You know what I mean? I'm looking to pad my list.
I don't like my age. Just, everybody says, "Ellen, you're 80. When are you going to grow up?" I says, "I'm never going to grow up. I'm strictly a New Yorker."
I think they're saying, "When are you going to shut up?" All right, baby, hang on. We're looking for someone who's old who listens to the show. Clearly, no one in my family does. So, this may be you. Hang on to her, Brian. I know gold when I hear it. All right, I want to thank. I want to give some thanks for thanks to do. IECoffee.com. Go to them. They make great coffee. They sell great coffee. The owner's wife has brain tumors. They give us our coffee. IECoffee.com. They're great people. They support us. You support them. Jess A. No and Claudia Jordan from Modern Girls Guide to Life, Fridays, 8 o'clock, Style Network. Kevin Nealon, Comedy Magic Club, Hermosa Beach, 18th through the 20th of May. Robert Smigel, Best of Saturday Night Live, TV Funhouse this Saturday, 11:30, this Saturday. Also, Gay Vito, Joseph Ganascoli for calling in, Sopranos, 6 o'clock, HBO, Republican, Richard Martin. Going to be at the Melrose Improv this Saturday at 10 o'clock. AskRepublican.com is where you go. Claudia, fantastic job all week long, baby doll.
Thank you, boss.
Breath of fresh air. We'll take extended weekend break. Dave, nice job too, buddy.
Thanks, you.
Yeah. We'll take a little extended break. And until next time, it's Adam Carolla saying mahalo.